I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, stop, mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Good evening and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Tonight's show is going to be fucking crazy. We have L Black out of Philly, aka the East Coast Bully. Y'all may be familiar with his music. I've played the song Arson with him and Dragon when they did an In and Out. He's going to be riding a chocolate wave with us tonight. And the topic of tonight is going to be crazy. My girl Shay hit me with that because last night I wrote a blog called The Shit That I Don't Like. And basically it's about, you know, a little situation that I'm going through. Kind of like how, you know, when you with a nigga and you have a kid and motherfucker stop doing what he's supposed to do and you do what you feel you got to do to make sure your kid's all right. And then, like, when you make your choices, then motherfuckers want to start talking shit or whatever. But, you know, that's the shit I don't like. So, niggas, like, if you with a shorty and she held you down and, you know, y'all had a kid together and then you decided not to fucking stick around and take care of home and then she go out and do what she got to do to make sure y'all kid is all right, don't be putting her down, calling her names and talking shit because she becomes a hustler. Motherfucker, step up to the plate and handle your motherfucking business. But that's not the topic tonight. The topic tonight is, guys, if your girl cheats, what would you rather her do? What's worse, penetration or her or sucking somebody else's dick. Me personally, I say sucking somebody else's dick because every time you kiss that bitch, you tasting his nut. I'm gonna bring Dahlia on because I know she got something she wanna say. So, good evening, Dahlia.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Girl,
this topic.
I mean, me personally, if my dude gonna cheat, fuck the hoe. Like, just go ahead and fuck her. I don't know. Like, this is crazy because somebody is calling from some crazy ass number and they want to speak. So let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up? I'm calling from Nigeria.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome to
How
the
you
show.
Doing? Yeah. Just got the number. Got the calling and I know what it's all about.
Oh, wow. Thank you for riding the chocolate wave. You must be on my BBM.
Yeah. I am.
Oh, my God. I feel so loved right now. Thank you so much.
One love. Keep it up.
Thank you. Now, you know, you
have
can
a nice
get,
show.
You can call in through Skype. You know that. Or is that what you're doing?
Sorry?
Are you calling me through Skype or are you actually calling me from your phone?
I'm calling from my phone.
Oh, wow. I feel doubly special. If you ever come to the States, I'm going to let you see my nipples.
No problem. Just take it easy.
Got a question. If your girl cheated, what would you rather her do? Would you, like, fuck him or suck his dick? Which one is worse?
Sorry, come again, please.
Okay, if your girl cheated, right, what is worse,
yeah,
her actually letting another man fuck her or her sucking his dick? Alrighty then. We have an ATL caller in the building. Okay, last number ending in 0963. You're riding the wave with Chuck Mommy and Dahlia.
Yo, bullshit.
Hi, Mr. GA.
Hey, baby.
How you doing?
What's up, Chuck and Dahlia? Now, you already know, real talk, I'm saying, if your girl cheating on you for real, she might as well get fucked for real. Let her get fucked for real if you're gonna cheat.
So,
that's real.
Okay, so if your girl cheated, would you be more willing to take her back if she just fucked the dude versus if she sucked his dick?
Right. I'd rather she fuck the dude for real. I don't wanna take no other nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Let her fuck a nigga, that's cool with me.
I agree with you because me personally, dude, smash a bitch all you want to. When you go down to putting your mouth on her, it's a wrap.
For real.
I agree. I mean, both you get left, but I don't know. I definitely agree.
I mean, sometimes, you know, it comes a time when, you know, you get caught up and your bitch might end up with both. She might end up giving him some ass and some head. But then, what you don't know won't hurt you. But then in the back of your mind, you're going to always be like, man, if she did fuck on you, you're going to be like, man, did you suck that nigga dick? That's like, I mean, seriously, babe, you can tell me. And then it's like she'd be like, no, I didn't. But then you keep going at it and asking her. Then she'd be like, man, yeah, I did. You'd be like, man, damn. Then you just start thinking about, you start visualizing her sucking the dude's dick. And every time you kiss her, you just be like, man, I knew I tasted something salty in your motherfucking mouth.
Oh, you trifling.
But, I mean, it could be worse. She could have sucked his dick and swallowed and then, you know, just straight kissed you.
Nasty ass job.
I mean, there are degrees to sucking dick. Like, you could just kiss it, or you could, like, just lick it, or you just swabbed on it, or you just did the whole complete act. You just pulled it up out of them. I mean, I don't know. Me personally, I guess it would depend on the mood and how mad I am at my man.
Well, Chuck, you know, you done did some nasty shit in your life, you know what I'm saying? Like the whole backseat shit with your man. Oh, my God. Tell that story, Chuck.
I mean, I did trifling shit by having my new man sit at the card table with my, well, I was still married at the time. He sat at the table with my man and played spades. They was partners, and me and my dude was playing footsie.
hey, Dahlia.
Nah, her call dropped. She got a call back in.
Hey, yo, look, tell that story, Chuck, about how you went to the store with your boyfriend, brother, or cousin, some shit?
Brother.
Yeah, with his brother. Y'all went to the fucking store.
I was going to Blockbuster to catch the movies. And
that's a good one.
We took a detour and, ended up pulling over on the side of the road in an apartment complex and getting busy. Damn, that shit fucked me up because we fucked in the car. And then I want to say when we got home, we had went outside. And, like, right across the field was, like, the apartment complex was, like, an open field. And this was during the time school bus drivers could drive the buses home. And it was a bus right there. And, you know, we did some nasty stuff.
That's fly shit, yo. I feel bad, though.
Honestly, I feel so bad because I found out last year that my ex died from cancer in
2010.
Oh, man. I hear that. Yeah, so that was, like, one of them things that, like, really, 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 really fucked me up. I got a question for you. Have you heard that new shit from Dragon yet?
Nah, how it sound?
I'll get ready to play it because, man, you're gonna be shocked. That's all I'm going to say.
Let me hear it.
Here it is. It's called, wait a minute. Let me find it.
You shock your damn self.
yeah. Here is Big Crip. Damn, it started too early. Here is Big Crip featuring Dragon riding around Crippin'.
East Coast, and I'm crippin'. Yo, nigga, I told y'all motherfuckers, we make the best East Coast Crip music. Ain't no motherfucker in the East Coast to fuck with my Crip music. You heard? We the best, and fuck the rest. UMC, my Crip gang, nigga. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm crippin'. 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 I'm riding around 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 and I'm crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm crippin'. East Coast, and I'm crippin'. East Coast, and I'm crippin'. Couple West Coast trips don't mind me, cause I'm from the East Coast. But I got that G pass from the OG Barefoot Pookie. Riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around in Brooklyn. Left side, blue flash. Said I'm claiming UMC. Who am I? OG. Act up, get clapped up. Crip up or grip up. Mafia gang or don't bang. T-hats, they moving. Neighborhood, they rolling. In Jersey, they Great Street. Crying niggas, we all street. NWA, fuck the police. Cause I don't bang six. That's fake shit. Plus, I ain't folk. Just a straight low. Capital C's. All day. Every day. Picking up blue chips. Shaq status. Blue money. Drag crazy, but now he loafing. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm ride around and I'm crippin'. East Coast 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 and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around 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 and I'm crippin'. East Coast 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 and I'm crippin'. Hellboy Elroy, let's go.
My flow is so melodic, and niggas know I'm about it. And your wife, he give me knowledge like as if I am retarded. My C is stand for chopper, and I really bang for the goddamn crib. You would think I would love the way I hug my strip. Niggas empty y'all clip on coppers. My flag on the left real proper. Y'all singing to the feds real opera. And it got to the point my motherfucker flow is sick. It need a doctor. Motherfuckers ain't know I'm Logan. Well, guess what? Now you know it. And my clip, it leave them soaking like he fresh up off the ocean. We turned them to a dolphin. I'm fresh up out the coffin, and my coke look like that frosting from that donut made in Boston. That hood environment, I'm Boston. My motherfucker, my I lost it, and I'm riding around crippin', and I pour 600 horses, huh?
I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. 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 East Coast 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 and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around 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 and I'm crippin'. On East Coast and I'm crippin'. On East Coast and I'm crippin'. East Coast and I'm crippin'. East Coast and I'm crippin'.
So, Mr. G.A.
You're not serious, are you?
Dead ass.
You're not serious, are you? For real. For real.
Dead ass.
Yo, I mean, who does that? I mean, real talk. I mean, who does that? I mean, you took a song, somebody's shit. I mean, that's really, I'm right, I'm getting it. I'm saying that's the same song. You just changed the word, I'm crippin'. I mean,
yeah, basically, it's a statement. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I was like, wow. But to be honest, the feedback that I've gotten from a lot of people, they are like really feeling it. I've even had corporate America music industry people passing that song along because a lot of people is like, how can I say it? A lot of people do colors and you don't even know it.
Mm.
And they was like, the song is controversial, but that shit is good. And this came from somebody that was a VP that I have close access to, and I know they're real, real critical or whatever. And I was just like, oh, wow. Me personally, most of my friends are like on that side, and I don't really choose a side or anything like that. I like the song because of just the versatility in the lyrics and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm like a 2 Chainz fan, but I'm not a 2 Chainz fan. I listen to his music because my grandkids be, like, singing it and stuff like that. But I was really shocked, and that song dropped on Monday, and that single, like, within a few hours was number 4 on that Piff single. And the big homie, Big Crip, he made a video called Crippin' Is Back. Now, he doesn't have any marketing or online promotions or anything. Guess how many views this video has on YouTube?
How many?
225,000.
That's a different song, right? Different
song. Yo, they haven't. Now, when they make the video for this, this one is going to be, this is going to be crazy. When they do the video, and it's like so much stuff is actually about to happen. I am officially a member of Hood Environment, and I'm like really happy about that. We got a lot of big things that are about to go down and go into play with Dragon's Movement and stuff like that. He really believes in me and Chocolate. And he's actually opened up some doors for me that I never thought about walking through because, you know, he's connected in the industry. That's like, you know, one of those good names and stuff like that because he's like a businessman. So So when he did the song Arson, and I'm going to play that when L Black is on, it's like they did the in and out, and it was crazy. L Black has this movement. He's not like a lot of artists. You know how when we're on Twitter and you see all these artists with a bunch of followers, and those followers really ain't nothing but motherfucking spam bots, and they don't support shit that the artists do. Artists can have about 50 to 100,000 followers, but then when you go look at some other shit that they're doing, them motherfucking numbers don't add up. It's like they don't have no online support from the fans and stuff like that. L Black is completely opposite. And with a name like the East Coast Bully, you know I gotta fuck with him. You there?
I'm here. I mean, for me, I just know dude got a lot more talent. I'm saying up on his belt. I'm saying you can tell me that same.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. Now that's like a variety of style. Now wait till Monday. Monday you're gonna be like, oh shit, because every Monday is something new coming out, right?
Right, him.
Yeah. Wait till you hear what comes out Monday. All I got to say is motherfuckers going to be like, oh, shit, Dragon Jadakiss. That shit bananas.
I got to hear it.
Oh, you going to hear it? You going to hear it? Trust
me. This song here did nothing for me, for real. It didn't. I mean, it's a down south joint. I mean, I'm just saying.
Some people it will. Some people it won't. I like the flow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's like somebody saying you just took my bicycle or some shit. I'm saying you just took my shit. That's not original. I mean,
it's not supposed to be original. It's just like a statement. I'll explain it to you more outside of this. That's just like my dude can say, yo, Mr. G.A., when Chuck came to fucking Atlanta, you stole my shit.
But I'm not saying a song, though. And I'm saying, we already know that song, that whole track was a hot track, you know what I'm saying? And that track's so good, so why would you want to fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? It's what it is, I'm saying. Dry got mad, he got mad styles and mad flows, you know what I'm saying? He can always get a real badass beat to ride on, you feel me? But I don't know.
Sometimes you do stuff to help people, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's not no help, that track, I mean, what you mean you need help?
No, I said sometimes you do stuff to help people, regardless of the track or whatever. It's just like me helping. Let me see. I got to think of a good scenario.
Yeah,
now,
please do.
I'm going to get there. Now, we got a bunch of people that are like on the line and stuff like that. And I got to say, L Black hit me on Twitter and told me that he's ready.
Ask L Black, what do you think about that song? Ask L Black about that song, what do you think about it?
Okay, but I don't know if he's online and he's listening right now.
Ask anybody their thoughts on that song. I mean, I'm not down, don't get me wrong, I'm not down the song. I'm just saying that, you know what I'm saying, it's a song that's already been hot, you know what I'm saying, you feel me? The lyrics, I mean the track has already been hot and been played, that's all.
What the hell? Okay, now, we're going to bring some more people in because, you know, like, tonight's topic is hot because I'm waiting for a dude to tell me that he'd rather chick suck another nigga's dick than fuck. So I can be like, really? I mean, either way it goes, I mean, it's a fucked up choice. That's just like, would you rather a nigga fuck your chick in the pussy or the ass? I mean, oh, it's the lesser of two evils. Or, what if the chick jacked the dude's dick? I mean, would it be a problem then?
If she did what?
If she just jacked his dick.
If whatever she, I mean, I'm saying for a female, she don't just jack his dick, she lying. She gonna suck it too, so like, you can't go by that one, child. That can't work. That's some old gazy shit.
I had jacked somebody off without doing something.
Yeah, I know. I believe you. Nah.
You know what? We're going to bring
I know where I'm at. Nigga, this good, nigga.
Oh, shit! Hi, big dog! Oh, my God! Oh, wow! Oh, my
What's
God!
Happening? What's happening?
Oh, wow. I'm blessed, like, what is up? How are you?
I'm good, mommy. I'm chilling, man. Just out here working. I'm in the studio with my son right now dropping some shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Hell, yeah. What's up with you?
Nothing. Just chilling. Grinding hard as ever.
That's what's good, man. I've been watching you, though. I've been watching your moves. You done came a long-ass way from the last time we kicked it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So what that mean? The next time you come on the show, you going to answer my freaky questions?
Oh, shit. Here you go with that shit. No, what's up, though? I'm saying, shit, what's the topic? I mean, I heard a little bit about it. I mean, would you rather your girl fuck a nigga or suck a nigga dick if she cheat or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, me personally, the type of nigga I am, I ain't no kisser, no way. I don't like bad breath, so... I mean, if she suck a nigga dick and cheat, then, you know, doing that, then that's cool. As long as the nigga ain't, you know, polluting my pussy, I'm cool.
Oh, shit! Okay, okay. Interesting. Okay, so you're not a kisser?
Mm-mm. Hell no, I hate that shit.
Really? Because,
I mean, it's fucked up because you'll run across some bad bitches, and then, you know, everything look good about them. You know what I'm saying? You see them from a distance, you get in their faces like, oh, shit. And I'm talking about literally like, oh, shit. So it's like, you know, for me, like I said, I ain't never really been big on kissing. And, shit, I mean, if she go suck 10 million dicks, that's cool, because my tongue ain't going to never be in her mouth, so. But as long as she ain't giving that ass up, I'm straight.
When you came to North Carolina, you wasn't
going
to kiss me?
Damn. Wait a minute. Hold on. You almost made me choke on my donut over here.
Yeah.
Damn. Hold on. Let me take a swig of water and shit. Hold on. God damn. Okay, so now that that's in the public, I'd have had to do the smell test first. Yeah, I'd have had to make sure your shit wasn't kicking.
Nah, you would have had to do two kisses. You would have had to kiss two parts.
Come on with it.
You live in a big D. I'm trying to, you know.
Shit. This dead ass city. I'm trying to hurry up and get the fuck on. This shit's so dead out here, man. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. I am still tripping. Like, you're the first guy that said that, and I got to respect you for keeping it all the way funky. Like, for real.
I got to do it.
Like,
I mean, it don't even make sense to call in the front and be all on some bullshit. Like, when a nigga call your show, when a female call your show, they got to come correct. Because, I mean, the shit just so blunt and blatant. You can't get on the show and be on, you know, you just can't, you can't pull no punches on this show. So, basically, a nigga got to call in to keep that shit real. No, I don't kiss. I don't like bad breath. That's a major pet peeve. So, if me and you in a relationship and you go off and you cheat and give a nigga some dome, then... You know, just leave it at that. Limit it right there. Don't go no further than that. I'm cool. I'm cool.
Yo, it's a nasty ass broad. Trust me. I'm similar to sleep, man. That broad is dirty, man. You never trust her, son. She's a dirty ass broad.
Oh, I know. Hey, trust me. I know her. That's my dog. We go back, so I know. But
hey, look,
she
got side jokes. I promise you on Twitter, she a dirty broad. Watch out, son.
I'm already hip. Trust me, I'm hip to her.
I'm glad. I'm glad.
Hey, but on another note, though, on the other note, that riding around and I'm cripping.
Yeah.
I want to touch on that. To me, I don't think it's a bad idea if he's fucking with a mixtape. Like if he's doing it for a mixtape, and you know he's just trying to use something that's hot to get the attention of the listeners or whatever. That's cool.
That's cool, but for a mixtape, yeah. But not for your single,
though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I would never try to. Oh, it's not a single, so it's basically he fucking. It's mixtape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were
going
to put a single. Okay,
this is not a single. This is not his song. He's featured on it.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was his drum. Okay.
Oh, no. It's Vic Crip featuring Dragon.
Okay, got you. Well, I'm about to get back to work. I was just calling in to fuck with you real quick, but I want to send you some new music over, too. I'm just check your email. I'm going to shoot you some new shit over. I got some new shit.
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
Yes, yep. So soon.
Tonight on Twitter.
Hey, make sure you when you get time, though, hit me so I can get the line again, because I'm going to be coming out that way. I got some shows and shit out there, so I definitely want you to be a part of that. The 818?
Oh, matter of fact, you know what? Hold on. Let me grab that while you're on here. Hold on.
Okay.
And L Black, I'm going to bring you in, but let me just get this number before this dude hang up, because I'm about to blast him on Twitter. I just told the ladies he loved the kiss.
I told you. There he is.
Hey, they believe me. All I got to do is say she lying.
Yo, there you go.
They
know you be lying.
They know I'm telling the truth. But I got some number
locked
in now.
All right, bet. And get with me, though, because like I say, I got some shit I want you to be a part of when I get out there.
Okay, I'm going to call you tonight.
All right, for sure.
All right.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, shit. It's the East Coast Bully, y'all. Hi, L Black. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm telling, what's good with you?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Arson, blazing up my motherfucking timeline.
Yeah, that joint crazy. Who that right there? That's Chocolate?
What do you call?
Yes.
That's
not mommy.
Okay.
You're on the line with Mr. GA from ATL/Brooklyn, Land of the Paymasters, and my co-host, Dahlia. She's in Dallas. So I waited for them to say something because I have their lines open. So you guys can hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Why everybody so
hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, finally. Your line has
I've been talking this whole time.
You probably had your shit on mute, or that's that T-Mobile.
No, it's not on mute.
That's that T-Mobile shit. Ever since.
Girl, you always say that. You always say that.
Your phone carrier didn't, evidently what the fuck you was going to say, your phone carrier didn't feel like it was important to be heard.
Well, I'm here now, and I am very important, so.
No, I'm not saying you're not important, but what the hell you had to say, T-Mobile had other ideas.
But you know what? T-Mobile can kiss my, no, I'm just kidding.
Girl,
who that, Dolly?
That's Dahlia.
She's sexy.
Ooh, why, thank you.
Don't tell her that. Her head going to be big as hell like the Jack in the Box logo.
Don't do me. I am very humble. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Bobble, bobble, bobble.
Shut up, Chuck. You the one walking around. If you ain't got no good dick, then you can't fuck with me because that's you. Yes.
Men appreciate a female that knows what she wants in the bed and knows how to tell the motherfucker to deliver. You know what I'm saying? But a bitch like me, if I came across somebody with the name L Black, I'd be like, all right, but then when you say the East Coast Bully, just the word bully gonna make me want to question his dick game. Then I speak lyrically on some tracks.
Oh, that's Philly cheesesteak.
Huh?
That's Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, from you. I'm gonna throw that chili, that Philly cheesesteak and some powerful lyrics, cause me and Chico about to ruin your ass.
Oh no.
Y'all crazy.
She like, hey, Dahlia, I have him make his own remix. She like, man, that's the shit I don't like.
I'm not gonna play with you.
Okay. Now, everybody that's listening, we have L Black, the East Coast Bully from Philly, in the fucking building. And I had the nice opportunity to kind of work with him from a distance because I fuck with Dragon. And you know what, L? I ain't even going to cut you out because week before last, I was laying in my bed sleeping like normal people do. I got a phone call at 9 o'clock in the fucking morning about a song called Arson because your ass dropped it Saturday with White Al, so we was a day behind. So I got woken up out of my sleep because I had to catch up with y'all. So I'ma say you owe me about 4 hours of sleep. How we gonna make this up?
Where you at?
I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, you a long ways away. You gonna come to Philly and see me?
Matt, am I gonna get a fitted Philly hat?
Oh, hell.
And a Philly cheesesteak.
Last I heard, they was only giving out 6 inches.
We might as well go to Subway, huh?
Funny as shit.
Get us a foot long.
Now we'll do 6 inches.
Oh shit! You right, 5 and a half.
You funny as shit.
I told you, after you leave this show, you're going to tell all your homies about me because you're going to be like, yo, I fucks with Chocolate City. I fucks with Chuck and Dahlia. You already fucking with me on Twitter. I mean, it's like, I don't sleep. And hell, the way you retweeting, I don't think you sleep either.
No, I don't never sleep.
Y'all really don't.
Girl.
Y'all really don't. Like, I be seeing y'all on my timeline all the time.
Huh?
Y'all on every Friday?
Every Tuesday and Friday.
Okay.
And Saturdays.
Man, if we can ever get Saturday together.
I know, like.
We don't do Saturday shows because Dahlia be dick hungover. Her and her man.
You know what? Let me tell you, ain't nothing wrong with getting your back broke every other day. Okay?
I wouldn't know.
Well,
what about every day?
Sometimes you have to go slow. Sometimes you have to make love. Sometimes you have to. Never mind. We just gonna keep it to every other day. But, we get it in. We do what's proper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get tired.
I'm
still mad at you, Chuck, because you were supposed to call me when you was getting it in, so now you have to make it up. You definitely have to make it up.
This is what I'm going to do for people. I am going to put out the voice note on my SoundCloud so everybody can share in the joy of listening to Chuck.
But you know what? See, that's so impersonal with me. I'm not everybody. Okay, you promised me and Dom, or I fucked your chick, that you're going to call us. So now we have it in our minds that you're going to call us and we're going to be listening. And we're going to be your sideline cheerleaders. That was the plan. We're supposed to be cheering you on in the moment.
Okay, well, when me and 5 and a half inches meet, I'll call you.
Yo, buddy.
But you know what? Then 5 and a half inches may do some justice if it's thick.
Well, I looked at his pictures, and his fingers look a little fat. And
Girl.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dig deeper.
I'm going to just need him to send you a picture or just slap you across the head with it.
It might not reach. Then that's when he would have to go into his lyrical seduction and, you know what I'm saying?
Girl. Look at her lyrical seduction.
Yeah. See?
I like this show already.
And the thing is, we're actually calm today.
Y'all calm?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
We're very calm. Matter
yeah.
You know
we need
what?
To turn it up a bit.
I'm getting ready to play Arson, and then he got some crazy stuff talking about can't see me, hellbound, fucking lookout, sex. What he know about sex? We gonna find out. he gonna have to break some shit down for me. But I'm going to go ahead and set the tempo with Arson because I feel like being set on fire. Ooh.
Somebody needs to come put me out.
Yes. Like, damn. I feel like Nelly right now. It's getting hot in here. I'm about to take
No, in out. Her. It's getting hot in her.
Oh, I thought you said Burr. Oh, L. Black.
Yeah. You ain't made me say Burr yet, Todd.
Oh, no. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, what's that?
Can you say Burr?
Burr?
Yeah, but you got to say it like Burr.
Yeah, put
Burr.
Some
skin
into it.
Lick
that?
Your
what's
lips.
Thing?
Yeah.
Burr?
No, you gotta lick your lips. And then
nah,
bite
man,
your lower lip and be
oh, no.
Like,
hell no, you gonna feel me. Nah, man, you gonna, nah, stop. You gonna feel me. Nah, hell no. Nah, son, don't do that shit. Oh, yeah, you gonna feel me. Nah, hell no. Hell no. Oh, don't
dang.
Do it, son. That's some bullshit. That's
see?
Some bullshit. Don't do that shit, son.
You know what? What is
that? Dead, y'all shit. Hell no, you ain't doing that dumb shit, y'all. You're crazy.
Mr. T.A., you are such a fucking Burr hater.
You are.
If I was still fucking you, I would make you say Burr for 30 minutes.
Never. Don't say it, son. Don't even pronounce the word.
He already did.
Nah, he said what you mean. He said what you mean the word. He wasn't trying to say it, though.
It's okay because we're going to play Arson and we're going to set it up. And after a few more moments of talking, the L, he's gonna say.
Hey, bro,
I got five. I'm gonna here we go. Arson, L Black featuring Dragon.
Bully squad.
Yeah, L Black, the East Coast Bull. Million Dollar Flow Kid. The Fireman Dragon. This that. Motherfucker, the East Coast back shit. I'm ready to get pissed. Black on another track. Burgundy tech, that's a soda blood and match. I'm cold native.
Yeah.
Actually, it's orchestrated.
Yeah.
Nigga, motorhead.
Motorhead.
They love me, but they never say it. That's cool. I'm better when I'm acting like a fool. Coming out and coming for that food. Listen. You stepping all night in that kitchen. I be at the back door to scrape up those dishes.
See, I ain't really too big on stick-up kids, but I got a clip of fill your chest like the hiccup did. Tear your liver up quicker than liquor ever did. They found his teeth on the ground, they thought it was peppermint. Hellboy, Elroy, and L Black. I'm a boss, you can tell, I brought myself back. My nigga did 10 with a cup of water can hell that. Ain't spill a drip, y'all niggas full of shit. Niggas turn snitch and only got a bullet bid. Night back in the street catching a bullet quick.
Some things are better unsaid. You better not censor my shit since it ain't little bitch. I'm great.
frame me, rewind me. Murder at the low speed of 90. Them federal agrees they got behind me. I beg bigger toys than they can shot me. I shoot first and shoot first and showtime. Watch me disappear. Magician trick. I pulled this a billion times on the district.
Ayo, L, they ain't even in our district. They fuck with that cause they can't fuck with this shit. Niggas know I'm like a bear at they picnic. Motherfuckers hate to hear, but they listening. New pause engine, sound like it's whistling. My Jesus peace got me feeling like a Christian. Cause it's Christian Dior, my bitch dipping. My money well earned, when would these motherfuckers learn that?
Fire on your ass, let it burn. Yeah. Engineer the blaze, it's like motherfuckers 6 million ways. Choose one, you gonna die anyway. I'd rather see the flames dry the tears off his face. You oughta know by now, ain't letting go my ground. This for them niggas spitting flames, no label ram. This for them niggas locked down, waiting to touch down.
It came around.
You ain't gotta wait, you get a plate now.
Yeah. Straight pound, yeah. Face down. The crazy folk coming, sorry for the wait now.
Yeah.
Drag him to the roof, he started acting gay now. Maybe he'll kiss his ass goodbye on the way down. Bullets like the circus, it play around. Play the clown, and you'll play the ground. Instead of a rectangle grave, a nigga made it round. So I can pack it full of niggas, now who hating now? Crack.
For those of y'all that don't know, like, I didn't know, that's an in and out, like, how the bully is thinking about doing Chica, in and out, ow.
This fool. You see how she corrupts my mind?
I mean, Dolly, I heard you was going to be the referee, so if shit got tough, you was going to jump in.
Well, I ain't got nothing to say on that.
Next.
But, y'all got my number. You know where to find me.
I ain't even going to front. Like, when I first put this song on Retweetia, these motherfuckers was hating on me so bad because in 4 hours, the song had almost 1,200 plays and 384 downloads, right? So The song has like almost 1,200 downloads already. But what happened was these motherfuckers stopped pushing the song. They pushed everything else that I had, but stopped pushing this fucking song. That shit made me mad because this song was fucking killing the site. Because it was making all these other motherfuckers look bad. Because ain't nobody got that many downloads like that. You know what I'm saying? So then the site kept fucking up. And I was like, you know what? There's more than one way to skin a cat. I had to think outside the box. I'm like, okay, I'm retweeting this shit every 30 minutes, but it won't let it go. It'll tweet it every hour when it feels like it. So you know what? I'm just going to keep this shit on the site, but go outside the site and still use their link and still push my shit how the fuck I want to push it. Then, eventually, they started pushing it again. So, my thing is, you can't stop good music. It's still going to be heard because it's like you got to think outside the box. So, I really like that song, and then it made me think about his lyrics. He sounded like he was a badass kid or he was a motherfucking prankster. So I was like, I mean, it do. Like, just think about how it opens up. Like, you know how you be on the corner and you walk into the store and you see a group of kids and it's just one that stick out because he always throwing rocks at motherfuckers and shit. It kind of
fucking hates the little kids.
Yeah, it made me think of L. Black, and then when I see his picture, I was like, oh hell yeah. Like, he one of them prankster motherfuckers. Then think about it. The East Coast bully. You can't come a rapper and say you a bully unless you done bullied some shit in your life. Whether it was pussy, a kid, a cat, your brother, your sister, your next
door. Not a cat. Not a cat.
I mean, so, L, tell everybody who you are. And, you know, that, you know, just give us some background about you and how you got into the game.
All right, I'm L Black, the East Coast Bully. I started out by dissing everybody. I probably dissed so many rappers. But I ain't get. I only got like one response. Some nigga from my city named Mike Knopp. Me and him went at it for a minute. He was rolling with 50. And then me and him linked up. Then I just started smashing the White House and fucking with a lot of niggas from New York and shit. I'm just a bully. I just don't like rappers. I like the nice rappers. I just don't like a lot of rappers.
Oh, name five.
Five rappers I don't like. Let me see.
I'm dirty, man. She ass broad, yo. But son, what are you doing, son? She dirty. What are you doing, son? Look, she from Philly, man. Keep it real, yo. Don't fuck with Chuck. She dirty, man. Real talk. Hey, yo. I like all the bullies, yo. L, I like the Broad Street bully. All y'all bully niggas. I like all y'all bully cats, son. From Philly. All
right. They five rappers I don't like.
Yes.
I don't like none of them dance groups, so you can throw them all in there. The Teach Me How to Dougie dudes. fuck it. Whoever got a dance song, I don't like none of them dudes. They all whack. Who else I don't like? I don't like Gucci Man. I don't like nobody that really can't rap. That's like... Everybody.
So pretty much like anybody who's a swagger rapper. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yep.
Yeah. I agree. I can't get down with today's music too much. I can't.
Wait a minute. What about Will Smith, yo? What's up?
If you in the club, but I can't listen to that shit if I'm not in the club.
Yeah. And even then, I got to be tipsy in order to, like, no, I got to be drunk to dance to it.
So you don't like swag rap neither?
No, I really don't. Like, I like people who talk about real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, everybody's talking about, you know, clothes, cars, bitches, everybody got hoes, everybody got money. It's like, okay, talk about something else. Like, I don't know, like when I'm listening to music, I like to be mind fucked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like you
yeah.
to pull some slick shit where I have to think about it and be like, oh shit, that's what's up. But today, it's like the music, the whole song sound like a fucking a bridge or a chorus to me. Like, the whole song. I don't know.
The same song over and over.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay, he still got two more to go.
Oh, two more to go? Who else I don't like? I don't like, who else I don't like that's out now? I don't think French Montana hot, but he's from the East Coast. He got like a down south buzz. He's doing his thing. I don't think he hot, though. who else is whack? That dude that Rick Ross had pill, he was whack. It's a lot of people that's whack. It's a dude from my city named Tone Trump. He's whack. it's a lot of motherfuckers who's whack. I can name whack rappers all night. Who else? I don't even know who out right now.
I some Nanny Captain Philly that's not whack, that you like. It's not whack in Philly.
It's not whack. I like Hollow Man. I like Meek, all right. I like, Georgia Hat used to be nice. I like Siegel. I like Cassidy.
Yes.
Young Chris be on and off with it.
Well, what about your man Cassidy? What happened to him? He was good.
Yeah,
Cassidy.
I love Cassidy.
Yeah, I liked him, man. What happened to him?
Ever since he got in that accident, he just really kind of ain't been around.
They tried to make him commercial too much. That shit don't work for everybody.
Right.
Like, if you see, like, Jeezy, you see what Jeezy did to the game? He just kept it real street. Now he make his commercial record. And they try to make him commercial. That shit don't work.
Mm-hmm.
He got dropped a street record, a bunch of street records, not just on the mixtapes, on the radio.
That's what Ross did with Meek Mills. Meek Mills was going to the club right before he signed with Ross, and Ross put him back to the streets first.
Got you.
Interesting. Now, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Really? Sounded like you sound like a little kid. Oh, man.
I thought you was my age. I thought I had a friend.
Yeah, damn. I thought I was getting ready to have my first molestation case.
We saving that for Diggy Simmons.
How old is Dahlia?
I'm 21.
You 21? How old is Chocolate?
Are you ready for this?
He a cougar.
About to blow your fucking mind.
He a cougar.
No, she's a jaguar.
He a cougar, son.
I'm 43.
You're not 43.
Yeah.
For real.
Damn.
See, experience 43 though.
Shit,
damn,
I'm
you 43.
At 15.
Oh.
Damn.
She's a hoe.
You know, we don't use those words these days. I just had a lot of love to give people.
She's a hoe.
Not unless he's saying, hey, she a good hoe.
Yeah, she a good hoe. She a real good hoe.
Yes. I'm like the best hoe. Now, since he said the top five rappers he didn't like, it's only appropriate that I play Can't See Me. Because, you know, what I've seen and what I've heard, you know, it's a lot of rappers that can't touch you, and then the fact that you're, like, arrogant and you can come on the radio and say to motherfuckers that you don't like or that are whack or whatever, I respect that, because a lot of motherfuckers will say something, and then it's like, when...
they won't back it up.
Yeah! They'll, like, act like they phone about to hang up or lose signal, and...
Niggas be scared.
I ain't gonna call no names, but it's a rapper / DJ out of Texas that did that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Who is it?
Damn, Mr. GA, what the fuck was his name?
She funny as hell, yo.
No, I'm being dead ass serious.
She been thinking about a block, won't she?
Yeah, damn. You know what? I'm gonna have to go back and look in my archive.
Oh, she dirty, man.
I ain't fucking dirty. That bitch shouldn't have came on my show talking all that shit. And then he went and bounced that life.
That's just funny as hell, man. He came on the radio hard, too.
Yes.
He said, man, I'll beat your ass. Where you at? What's your number?
Whatever. And so while I go look at who the person is, I'm about to play Can't See Me, and when I come back, I'm going to have that fucking answer. So, L Black, Can't See Me.
The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes, looking hard but won't realize that they will never see the...
Yeah, L Black, the East Coast Bully. Let's go. Ain't nothing moving out the East unless I touch it, I told you. Yeah, I told you. Yeah. Ain't nothing moving out the East unless I touch it, I told you. Yeah, I told you. Niggas can't see me, go on, put your life on the line. Don't waste money if you ain't gon' ride for the shine. Get your chain snatched, we don't let them pay to get it back. No. You did it for the money, I did it for respect. Niggas funny. They got money and disrespect. Picture that. If I'm rich or if I'm bummy, you gon' respect me. Don't get a flip for dummy. I disrespectfully get you wrist on sun. Yeah, you be the next Jay-Z. Track number 14, deal with regrets, play me. Go on, see. I ain't talking about my CD. I'm crazy, and this is how I sound. On Dre beats. I don't even know Dre made the damn beat. Shit was slapping niggas, jacking niggas credit. Early 90s. I'm grimy, rewind me in due time. See you get the shine. I got mine, I'm still bringing. Towards the East Coast back, we still ring it. No bling bling rap, niggas auto-tune verses. I automatic gas. That's the genre rap that done set me at. For
fuck it, I take that. Giving a break back. I'm in a race car that don't stop on that track. How many laps did I go in? I don't even know, I lost count. I'm still rolling, you don't think a nigga strap trap me, I'm holding. They had me down for the lost middle finger. All y'all, I done came and took it on. Let me see you tap mine. I'm unsigned, but all time in they top five. Bitches looking at me with they mouth wide. Better close that before a nigga inside slide. You know black, I'm in a nosebleed type breeze. Too hot for you to cool off me. Don't get shot for getting too close, B. If you offend, just say it. But all the mean mug shit, nigga, I'm spraying. I don't wanna talk B. G shit, niggas can't see me. Nah. This a prefix, I do this shit for TV. That's gangster, I ain't on your TV. I ain't on your DVD, I ain't on your YouTube. I see it, but who the fuck are you, dudes? Who the fuck are you, dudes? Yo, play the East Coast book. Niggas can't see me. They already know that. They can't see me. They already know that. Come get my motherfucking millions ready. Yeah, just bad shit. Bad shit. That's all you get. What more they want? What more they want? Niggas can't see me.
So people can't see you?
No.
Nigga be talking mad shit.
Ow. Now you really got a bitch wanting to see you now. Wow. Man, I'm about to load up the truck and make a field trip.
Yeah, come to Philly, come see me.
Yeah, I'm about to load me up. And for everybody listening, that's L Black. And it's called Can't See Me. And that clown ass DJ slash rap I was telling you about was Done Right.
I think I heard his name before. Fuck him. He ain't never played none of my shit. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he got on the radio show and was talking tough. But unlike you, he couldn't come through and answer the questions. He was like, oh, I'm in the airport and I lost signal, blah, blah, blah. If you lost signal, motherfucker, why you call back in? And still didn't answer the question. So shouts out to L Black for keeping it trill real. Do you eat pussy?
Yeah, and fuck Done Right, because I know he got some of my music. He ain't playing, so fuck him. Because if I see their name, I got their email.
Oh, damn. Now answer my question. Do you eat pussy?
Of course I eat pussy.
Do you
eat
ass?
It from the back?
Of course I do.
Of course you do what? Hit it from the back or lick ass or both?
Oh, wow.
No, I said eat it from the back.
But I actually lick ass.
She said eat it from the back.
Do you
said.
Eat pussy from the back is what I was asking.
Don't answer. Don't answer.
What is wrong with you? You know what? See? You got to get a whooping.
They want to know what the, you know, these are the questions that I ask, questions that females be wanting to know. You know what I'm saying? Because in that way, when they go to an L Black concert, they already know the kind of shit he likes. You know what I mean?
Yo, so, Black, y'all some bullshit, son. Don't trust me.
You know, so then that way they know if they need to clean out the ass with a colon cleanser in case he goes.
Oh. look, L, I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't with all that ass eating shit. But I fuck with niggas who will eat the pussy from the back. That I will do. But I don't do all that ass shit. I'm good. That's chalk nasty ass. She like that chocolate. I'm good.
Now, I ain't saying I like doo-doo love or nothing.
I just thought chalk was a little anatomically correct. I just...
I'm just saying, I'm a grown-ass woman. They like to have a good time. However that good time...
You can have a good time without getting your ass licked. I'm just saying. I've done it this many years.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like, that's the new thing. Guys just be like, they just do that because they be like, yo, I'm about to fuck this bitch head up. I'm about to lick her ass. Little do he know, he about 30 niggas behind.
See, I don't think I've ever had a guy tell me that he's wanted to eat my ass before.
Most guys don't tell you, they just do it.
And no nigga has ever done it.
I mean, you still got some years to go.
It's just a baby.
Shit, I've been fucking shit. Never mind.
It's your baby.
Y'all right, y'all right.
Dahlia gonna hit me up, and she was like, Chuck, oh my God, all them years ago, when you was telling me, oh my gosh, it was so good. And she was like, you know what happened? I seen this instructional video with L Black on it, and he was
Why I gotta be on it?
you see how she just how she make us out to be.
She do,
nah.
Man. Throw you in the shit. That's what she do, man. Throw you in the shit like that. She's slick, man. She is slick. No, she be a rapper for real. She's slick with
her lyrics. I am gonna be a rapper this summer. I told y'all. I'm my hit single. My head game is a felony. That's what they be telling me. That's all I got right now, but I'm working on it.
And I'm definitely getting a little verse in, you know, so.
Yeah, she getting a little verse in because she going to let y'all know that my head game for females is a felony.
You know what?
Eat him up, Jack. Eat him up, Jack. Oh, young ass up, Jack. Get your little young ass up, Chop. Dahlia, I promise you she's gonna tear your ass up.
You know what? I'm not fooling with y'all.
Oh my God. My stomach hurts. I gotta bring in a caller and then we're gonna play another song. And then we're gonna talk to L Black about his up and coming projects and shit. Y'all are killing me over here. 732, last four is 68. Damn, 03. You're riding the chocolate wave with a whole bunch of nasty motherfuckers except for Chuck Molly.
You, aw, hell.
Yo, what's good?
Hi.
What up?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. You're calling from Jersey. What up with y'all? Y'all's conversation is real interesting.
Thank you.
Real interesting.
I'm a product of my environment. If I didn't have nasty motherfuckers on my show, they would not make me out of character like this. I'm normally a quiet, innocent grandmother.
Says the bitch who likes to get her ass ate.
Hey, Chago, I agree with you, though. But like you said, most niggas won't come out and say it. They just do it.
Hey.
So you eat ass.
I ain't saying I do it on the regular, but... Yeah.
I mean, shit. I mean, hell, I'm not knocking it. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever gets, you know, somebody to that point, hey, I'm all for it. But just for
but it's
me.
Never, it's never for the male excitement. It's always for a female. It's never something that you do for yourself as a male.
So.
It's something you do for a female, like.
So you don't enjoy eating ass, you just do it because you know it gets her to that point.
I mean, if that's what my woman want, and I fuck with her the long way, then it is what it is. I'm not just going to go voluntarily eating ass. That's not what I do, no. That's not something you just go do, no.
I mean, I understand that. I understand that part. But you don't enjoy it at all. You just enjoy her enjoying
it. It ain't like you going, I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, like, I'm just wondering if in a guy's mind, you know, maybe he in the club or something, he see a woman.
It's just like eating pussy. Like, it ain't like pussy got no taste. It's just
you going there
for your female. It ain't like you doing it because of taste. You going there for your female to make sure she get what she wants, just
but
what she's doing for you.
Okay. So, like. I've had guys be like, oh, you know, I want to see what your pussy tastes like or, you know, let me taste
that's
that
just,
pussy or whatever else.
That's just
you know?
To give you the excitement of a
that's
nigga
game.
Wanting to.
That's game.
Exactly. That's
even,
just to give
even
you the excitement
even if they
like,
know, oh. Even if they know, because I wasn't always a huge, huge fan of head. But the reason why I actually insisted on starting to do it is because it's what my niggas wanted at the time. They wanted to do it.
Yeah, I mean, most niggas, when they know they got popping head game, they like to spread it around. That's just certain niggas. Me personally, That's not my cup of tea at all. I eat pussy,
okay,
and I'm good at it, but that ain't for everybody. You
it
know?
Just
that
yeah, it
treatment.
Just gets the job done. You show
exactly.
up, go to work, and clock out.
Exactly, but every female don't deserve head.
See, I mean, I agree with that because.
You said every female deserve head.
I said every female don't deserve head.
Oh, I agree with that.
I don't agree either.
Yeah.
And
I
every
agree,
nigga don't
I
deserve
agree,
head.
Yeah.
Because
that's
every nigga
like,
don't deserve head. It's a couple motherfuckers in the past. I wish I could snatch my head back. But you know.
Back head.
Undeserving mother.
For you to say that, that must mean you know something that another female don't. That means that you done gave out a few tens.
Well, I mean, they're ex-boyfriends. You know, I was in love at the time. But now it's like, them niggas didn't deserve it. But they still be calling and hit me up and shit.
Man, it makes
so,
make you want to give out, like, send a card in the mail saying, like, okay, you received, like, an overpayment. Motherfucker, you need to pay me back or some shit.
Right. And, like, my thing is, you know, I guess what got them wondering is because, you know, like, I fuck with them, like, 9th grade, 10th grade and shit. So now, you know, they like, well, shit, if she was that good at that time, I can only imagine how she is now. And that's what got them niggas wondering.
Yeah,
but,
okay, so when you give head, do you go all the way or do you just give head to get them hard?
Oh, I love giving my man head. I voluntarily
swallow,
do it.
You don't got no problem with swallowing?
I don't have no problem. I will eat him all up. I don't have no problem.
Now,
he'll be
if
asleep.
We have more women in the world like you, the world will be a
I mean,
place.
He'll be asleep, and I'll just be like,
it'll be less baby
I
in the world.
I'm going to fucking suck his dick, and I'll start doing it. Shit.
Hey, y'all need to get a web. I need to see your face when you say that.
And then it's like, you know, you can't just suck the dick and just not touch on the balls. And then you can't not just touch
the balls.
Yeah, I mean,
see, I'm not a ball player. I do not. It's three things that you don't fuck with. Don't fuck with my balls, my ass, or my feet. That's me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of balls, don't touch those. Suck my dick. Go.
See,
go in,
and I was the same way. To me, balls are just like an accessory. They were just there, you know, there for
exactly
looks or something.
Like,
but one night, I was a little tipsy.
I was the same way,
Chaka, that bitch was all in my head talking about, nah, see, what you got to do is you got to suck on them balls. And I'm over here tipsy. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to suck on some balls. And that bitch, she got in my head. So, yeah, I tried it one night. You know, I don't know if I can... It ain't something I'll always do, but, you know.
Yeah, you're talking about the ball blowing. Hey, yo, listen, real talk, man. I ain't like nobody touch my ball. Don't do that, yo. That's some real fucking foul shit. You get hurt down there, right?
Yeah,
yo,
man, that's my tender spot. That's like, you don't want, nah, don't do that.
Yo, I had the same issues, man, until I met Chuck Mommy. I'm telling you, listen, this girl here got a book on sucking balls, yo.
Motherfucker's a pro. She's a pro. So are you telling me she sucks your balls?
Yeah.
that's true right there.
Yeah, yo, listen, son, look, when I say this girl is bad, man, this motherfucker is bad, yo. She got experience.
So, wait, let me ask you a question. Did she put your balls in her mouth and your dick, too, or just the balls?
I'll tell you like this. If you can do that, I might get on one knee if you go put my dick and balls in your mouth.
Yeah, do all that. I'm well endowed, you know what I'm saying? She be choking.
I like a giver. Like, you going gag. I like sloppy toppy. Like, if it ain't sloppy, it ain't right.
Yeah, I used to not be a sloppy person, but now.
Nah. I'm a
now
sloppy
it's...
person.
Yeah, I mean, ladies.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Like, I don't know who told y'all that you gotta look cute sucking dick. Don't look at yourself in the mirror.
No.
You gotta
look behind closed doors. I'm talking about if I'm getting sloppy, you get sloppy. Because when I eat pussy, I go all the way. I'm going to swallow. I'm going to do my thing.
Ooh.
You just make sure you do the same.
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Look at this fool over there. Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, bro,
it's,
what'd you say?
Nasty-ass bros on the phone. These bros are nasty-ass bros.
I see. I like this here. I like this.
I am nasty for
night.
My man.
No, that's the catch. That's the catch.
You have a man.
I know, but she's so fine, man. Stop saying that man shit,
Dahlia.
She's
oh, she fine. She
got a
man.
She on lockdown, but still makes her mad with that bullshit.
Exactly.
Oh,
so she the one. She the one who swallowed through all the freaky shit, but then got
oh,
mad.
Oh yeah,
that's
right. Yeah,
when
she swallowed everything. Current population. No kids allowed.
Y'all got me in the mood to eat some pussy right now.
Oh, damn.
Niggas be having them days. I know the big, no offense, but I know females have them days sucking dick, and that nigga do too, like.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Hey, Sha. Hey, Sha, what your boy say? What's your man say? What's Batman out of DC? What's his name? The fat kid.
Travis?
Yeah, what Travis say about pussy? How it tastes like what?
He said that, he said when the chick squirted, it tastes like piss, and I want to know. Like, now see, that was before I squirted. And my thing is, have you ever drank piss to know that squirting tastes like piss? Cause
no, you can tell the difference. If he told you that, that nigga's drinking piss. Like, you could tell it different. From a long
that, well,
shot.
Well, remember,
Chuck,
he said it tastes how piss smell.
No. That's
but
like,
that's what I said.
Tea,
but when a woman squirts, it's
shower.
Not like that. Yeah,
and
when a woman squirts, it don't smell like that. It shouldn't. It shouldn't smell like anything.
When a woman squirts, nothing but liquid. That's water and
exactly.
Tree nuts. So if he tastes
exactly.
It, piss, you pissed in that nigga's mouth.
Either she pissed her in his mouth, or she was just a sour, rotten pussy bitch.
Or
that's
she probably
the only
peed
thing
before
I can
he
think
ate
of.
Her pussy, like.
Yeah.
No.
I don't, yeah, and like,
chair.
I don't understand how this would be like. I don't understand how dudes be like, oh, her pussy stank anyway, da 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 da. But you still fucked her. Like, that's nasty.
Dudes are nasty as fuck.
I don't know. My biggest fantasy with a squirt, I want two squirters at one time, though.
What?
I want two squirters at one time, two females that can squirt.
Well, you're talking to us on the phone right now.
How about a squirter and a pisser?
Oh, hell.
That's
you know, Chuck kissed on a nigga before, right?
Huh?
Oh,
Chuck,
you nigga.
Go on, tell him the story, Chuck. Tell him what you did.
What?
Huh?
What I do?
You pissed on a nigga.
When? Back in the day?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what he wanted. Shit.
What you do?
Hey, if I'm fucking you and you ask me to do something, you ask me to do it. So, hey. He asked me to piss on him. I stood over him and I let it go.
Let me tell y'all, don't fuck up and do some crazy shit in front of Chad. Because she... Don't fuck around and do something feminine because she going to go straight for that closet and get her motherfucking dildo or her strap on and she will fuck you in the ass.
That's a one-way street. Like, I don't play those games.
I mean, you know what? All this talking about sex and L Black wanting to eat some pussy, we going to go ahead and play his track set and then we're going to come back. And I'm going to ask L back, if I was in front of him, butt-ass naked, what is the first thing he would do to me? So while
that's going to be good.
So we are getting ready to turn it up, but I feel like the after show is about to run its course. Like,
yes.
That will be bananas. So... We still got 40 minutes left in the regular show, but I think I'm about to take L Black out of his comfort zone and make him freestyle about
I hear that.
On all four. L Black, are you a good freestyle rapper?
No, I spit, but I don't freestyle.
Well, you gonna learn today.
By the way, Shaka, your voice is amazing, baby girl.
Oh, wait till you hear some dick up in me, then it's awesome.
Wow, I know.
Tell my boy put that dick up in you on in the studio. Stop playing with him.
What? Huh?
What'd you get with that shit?
What'd he say?
I don't know who said it.
He said something about stop playing with it or something.
He talking about some studio dick. I'm missing something.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
I'm just saying, though. But here we go. We're going to play sex, and then L Black got to come back and describe what he would do. First thing he would do, me standing there in front of him, butt ass naked. So here is sex by L Black. Now, let me find it. Here we go.
Bully squad. It's so amazing. Amazing on the track. Oh, they ain't rapping on this shit up all the way. My way.
Did I ever leave? I'm fucking up the league. I'm no celebrity. Allegedly, they heard of me. I remember nobody gave a fuck. Now they want me to give a fuck.
Fuck that.
I can say fuck on my own track. I don't need the radio's permission. I'm mixtape bitching for that radio position. They don't want the hood to sit in.
Six.
I sit in my elite class. Vixens on deck ass. I'm in my trizzy bag.
So to bring a half.
All that cash, they gon' throw it dead. You know it's black.
Know it's
that
black.
Track sounding like that. Fuck it like it's sex. This is throwaway. It's a different hoe today. Sit up on my lap. What you want for Christmas? Make a wish list. I wish that you could suck my dick for instance. Right now. Don't tell me how it sounds.
Just do it.
Nike on these bitches. I'm a bad influence. They love the music. I fuck the game hardcore. I fuck the game for sure. I fuck the game like it's Pink Friday. Menage with the money, just sit in my way. Alright, okay, told them I was here to stay. Go on, speculate. I expect the hate, and by the way, sex is great. G shit, I regulate, don't strip tease.
Take them pennies off all the way.
Fuck the game into the condom break.
Again.
Well, lucky for you, my motto is head
mandatory.
And a word.
Yeah. And so is fuck them and leave them.
I do that a lot.
Nah, that don't niggas don't fuck me and leave me. They want to stay. I be the one that's ready to go. They get in touch with their feminine side. You know, they might want to be like, don't leave. Let's cuddle. Let's hug. unless they like Mr. GA, he call you in the background with Jagged Edge Twins saying, let's get married.
I can't do y'all.
Some good shit, son. Some good shit, son. For real. I can't front.
You got some good pussy?
Head, too. And look, man, this motherfucking girl here, man. But I mean, I've been around the world 3 times, yo. I don't have every fucking race, yo. This nigga here. This bro here, man, sudden fight. She like the fucking devil, yo. She the devil, man. She the devil for real, man. She the devil for real, yo.
Really? The devil?
Hey, look, in a good way.
Oh, okay.
Bad motherfucker.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. So. Since I'm the devil in a good way, it's only appropriate that we play L Black Hellback.
That shit right on time.
So, here we go.
That's the boy Sav, the producer on the beat, representing the BX. You know me, I'm L Black East Coast Bully, representing the East Coast. Did you miss me? Niggas riding around going crazy when they play this shit right here. Oh, you gotta cut me up to the mat. The East back. Gun check, you ready? Go catch red. It's lunchtime and I ain't had my breakfast yet. You got a snack pack, lunchbox. I take that, go punch clock. Make that back so I can add it to my rap stock. My life is based on, but I can feed a half not. You got a badge, I can feed. But can't duck the buckshot. Run fools, run, you might make it this one. You got an angel on your shoulders if you up come to slow. I told them they couldn't see long vision. They were short term bitching. I retirement scripted the fireman, but I ain't come to spit that bitch out. I'm excited, ignited, divided. All the bullshit from real niggas born in the field. Soldiers kill, kill. And snitch niggas quill. Hop over that fence and go test out new steel. It don't make sense, you gon' die and he gon' get a pill. I like the as long as I'm winning, the fuck it, I'm sinning. God got the ending, but the devil got his hand in. Since the beginning, I couldn't understand it. But goddamn it, why bother? I'm so hotter. Our father playing for me, drop lava. Shots fired, no return, them shots got him. Niggas praying I was aimless. But my aim is shit, and you could get your brain hit. I'm brainless. Blame it on the drugs and sameness. Allow me a second to ponder. Best way to explain this, I wander. I'm to a dark side with dark fly. Bullseye, about a half inch away from bullseye. And you asking me to bull die? Yeah, he alive. You believe that, then you in love with lies. Lullaby, get that kid last kiss by. And I'ma go get rid of this and get some new fire. And this is fast lane shit. You don't play this game if you don't ride this lane. No, we don't think the same if ain't no funds on your brain, Paul. Beef, we just pray it off. Heat for the street, y'all. I'm heating up the heat, though. Increase the peace, rat. No, we don't do that.
niggas slide your seat back. Ride up on them slow and let your pee slack. Then pedal to the flow, get your M.E.'s on. Get out of Dodge and get low, but get dough. And keep getting your squeeze on. Everything happens for a reason. And we on, we ain't know the forecast. We just kept bringing that storm on your bitch ass. Niggas is pussy, they never strike back. I did you push me, if you move me, it's a movie, I be shooting. And you ain't that stupid, I'm ruthless. Roof shit, hit him with the snipe clip. That's the right shit, I'm throwing it like this.
Woo, you like the whistle. Yeah, you like to do a lot of stuff. I'm already knowing from your laugh, you an old nasty fucker. You probably like the out of lights on, put that bitch in the bathroom, fuck her from the back, pull her hair. So you can see the little sex faces you giving her when you giving her the 5.5 inches of that Philly cheese steak.
Oh, buddy.
I can't
wait till we meet up. We're going to cross paths one day.
You better think very carefully about fucking with a bitch like me, because your ass will be on Chop Mommy Sex Talk article, because I'm blind about everybody that runs out, that I run through. Look around here and be like, yo, for real? That's how you feel? Motherfuckers will be hitting you up like, yo, L, son, what happened? Damn, she did you like that? Yo, son, you might just want to go ahead and retire.
It's not going to be one of those type of articles, though.
Good, bad, doesn't matter. I write about it all. I either build you up or I tear you down and your dick will never want to work again.
You is crazy. we want to hear some of your stories too, Dahlia. Some of your crazy sex stories.
One of my crazy sex stories?
You tried anal.
I got scared and I clenched up.
How it started.
How you got in my head again? So once again, I was sipping some Moscato. I guess I'm very influenced by this bitch when I'm drunk. So I'm going to have to not drink around her. I was sipping some Moscato and started getting in the mood, feeling a little freaky. And so I was like, you know what? I'm a fuck. So, you know, started sucking him up or whatever, started eating me. We started doing it. And basically, I don't know, like, you know, everybody, when the dick is good or when it's good, you just start hollering shit out. So I was like, yeah, fuck me in the ass. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, come on. So pretty much, like, I was extremely wet. So, I mean, we didn't need lube or anything. It was good. And it went in. But then when I thought about what was happening, I got scared. And it didn't happen. But he got a couple pumps in. It was good. I tried.
Who's that talking?
What?
Is that Dahlia talking?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn. I'm just ass. That is Dahlia freak. Dahlia, real freak, huh, y'all? Get out of here. What's up, Dahlia?
Hi.
Dahlia, she take it in for real.
But, yeah, it didn't, I mean, I don't know. I guess I was trying to, like, go too hard with it being the first time, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you got to take your time with that shit because you can rip and all that other shit. No, that's not a good feeling. So, yeah, but, I mean, I'll definitely try again. Like, I just do the, I guess, just been trying fingers lately. You know, start off with the pinky, move up to the ring finger, and so on and so forth. So I'm training myself.
She's waiting for the instructional DVD to come out. I'm going to work.
I am. Because you told me to lay on my side and, like,
my stomach.
You know, my ass cheeks are big. So, like, when I lay on my side, they squeeze together and it makes it damn near almost impossible.
Lay out on your back, missionary.
Oh. I get it now.
Missionary, and then you have to move that leg over from the side, and you like sort of like bend over a little bit, and then once you start seeing that dick slide in and out, you be like, oh my God, it's him.
I think I'm gonna just put my legs behind my head and just call it a day. But that's always be best.
No. Mm-mm.
You would think it would, cause it would open it up, right?
Nah.
No.
Knock your guts out.
Knock your asshole into another part of your body.
For real, it could be all fucked up. I'm like, stop! You tell me wrong.
All right. Well, thank you for telling me that, cause I'm probably just fucked up.
Fucked up. You're gonna be wanting to tweet me and text me like, oh, Chuck, I'm in the hospital. They had to reconstruct my ass. It's all
they had to reconstruct my asshole. That's fucked up. Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
Nah,
I'm good.
You don't want that to happen either.
It's a challenge. Like, it really is a challenge.
You know what? Look at it like this. Like, the more relaxed you are, like, when he first puts the head in and it penetrates, it's like, it's gonna hurt a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But if you've been drinking, it's real good, you know what I'm saying? Because tell him to finger your clit and, like, play in the pussy or whatever. So it's like, the more
But that's the thing, like, last time when we did it or whatever, like, when he was in my pussy and everything like that. But the thing that made it hard was the fact that everything was throbbing. And, like, you know, everything kept, like, clenching up and, like, squeezing his dick. And so it was just like, oh, this is uncomfortable.
See?
It's just involuntary, I don't know.
See, you...
Throb.
You doing too much, like...
What you mean? I'm just fucking.
Like, man...
I'm doing too much.
I got EP on.
You know what? This is what's going to have to happen. The next time y'all get ready to do that, call me on speaker, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, a step-by-step.
What you call, child?
No, how about y'all just make a whole show out of it?
Yeah. Why don't y'all shoot that shit for real like Chuck did?
Well, you know what?
No.
I think L. Black just volunteered to hop in the whip and be the victim.
No, this show for Dahlia.
Yeah, but it's an instructional. So who better than you rap lyricist?
Yeah, who better than me?
Yeah, rap lyricist. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to rap her through... getting that booty busted the right way. I mean, it's gonna be like bully, East Coast bully,
See, and I'm be like, nah, y'all gonna have to shut up. This is serious. I be having my concentration face on, cause this is serious. Like, it's no joke. Like, getting fucked in the ass is some serious stuff.
Yeah, that first initial time.
It just hurts.
That's because you already going into it and saying, oh, I know it's going to hurt. Thing is, you got to be super, duper relaxed. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you need to go ahead and just...
take some muscle relaxers.
relax you. Chop, relax her, chop.
Yeah, shirt. I mean, it's like she's thinking about it too much.
Yeah, she do, right?
She gotta live.
It's hard not to think about something that fucking hurts. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard not to think about it. Well, and y'all men can't say nothing unless y'all been fucking ass, so don't even go there with me.
Well, I can tell you, I have by several different sizes, some big, some medium, some small, to where it didn't even faze me. So, it's like, girl, you're putting too much
hold on. I just got a text, and it's from one of my friends that's listening to the show. And it says, no, you got to be drunk. Hydrocortone and lots of lube.
Is that $27.90 that's texting you?
No, that's 4022.
Oh, okay, because we're going to bring in 614-2790 and see what they got to say.
Okay.
I got to say, Chuck, this sounds like you drunk and high at the same damn time right now.
Hey. I am sober and I'm celibate.
By a bit celibate.
Yeah. So I'm going to go from celibate to selling a little bit because Mr. G.A. represents the land of the paymasters, Brooklyn, New York. Give it up for them. They pay for pussy. Yay!
Get out of here. Never. Never in your life. Don't buy pussy. Crazy. Life.
Why invest in a pussy?
Excuse you?
Excuse me?
Did you say why invest in a pussy?
Yeah.
Oh, Dahlia.
Why invest in the pussy? Because if you invest in that pussy gonna be loyal to you. That pussy gonna cook for you. That pussy gonna give you pussy whenever you want. You don't have pussy falling out your motherfucking pocket.
That's a lie.
I have never seen a pussy cook. I've ate a pussy, but I haven't seen a pussy cook.
Well, that's too damn bad.
Well, you know what? This is what I'm gonna do for y'all. When I go and make my journey to Philly, and I meet up with the East Coast bully, every time he pays for it, I'm going to take a picture.
You funny.
Oh, shit.
It don't get no realer than that, because y'all did not hear that motherfucker say, uh-uh.
I said you funny.
Yeah, but I'm telling the truth. But, you know, that's between me and you. I ain't going to put all your business out there like that right now. But, hey, it's coming. I'm going to write a book.
Oh, shit.
Write a book and you're going to rap the soundtrack. And the title of this cut is going to be like, I paid for pussy, but only without mommy. And DJ White Al gonna push the hell out that.
Oh, she is drunk.
Crazy.
I am not drunk. I have not had any type of alcohol in several weeks. How about that?
Okay.
We'll believe that.
I don't lie. I don't even stretch the truth. You know what? The only time I stretch the truth is if...
Will you stretch that pussy? Because the pussy is the truth.
Yes. Thank you very much. Or if I come across somebody that I really, really like and they're really, really nice and I couldn't bring myself to tell them that your dick game was whack or whatever.
Yeah. I've done that before.
That's not the truth.
I did that before.
If I see an ugly ass kid, I can't just come out and say ugly. I just
I can. I'd be like, what the what is that?
Cause
that motherfucker needs to go back in for a little longer.
So you just say, oh, he or she looks just like you.
I see, I'm the type of person, like, my facial expressions tell all. Like, you'll know what I'm thinking or, you know, before I can even say anything. Because if I see somebody and they look hurt, they ugly or something, like, my face will tell all. I don't try. but it just tells the truth. It just tells the truth. You'll see.
You're a Libra?
No, I'm a Leo. Rawr.
Well, you know what? The more the merrier. We're going to have a radio orgy, so we're going to bring in your friend. So, ooh, L Black is about to set it off. He's gonna tell us a little. He's like, he don't really freestyle, but he gonna give us some type of exotic rhyme about his dick game. That's his project. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he got to think of a rhyme about his dick game.
Hmm.
Oh, I hear static. He can ready to make a lot like his phone cutting out.
That ain't my phone.
That bullshit, Chuck. Stop that.
He's about to be like,
That's that bullshit.
He's about to be like, oh, shit, I got a studio session. Like,
no, I'm here.
He's from Philly. He ain't here.
So we're going to bring in another caller. Man, this show is so crazy.
You about to bring in my ace?
That's why.
Yes.
You about to bring in my better half?
Yes.
That's my boo. No, not my man. This is, what's next to my man, my girl Darsha. What's up, boo?
Hey, not much. Just listen to y'all crazy asses.
Let me tell y'all. I met this girl, okay, and I was like, oh, she is adorable. But, like, when you see her, because she's a white girl. So when you see her, you're like, oh, she kind of preppy or whatever. So I was like, hi, how are you? And she was like, oh, hey, girl. And I was like, oh, damn. How you doing? But, yes, that is my clubbing buddy. That is my, I love her titties. You know what? Like, she is just the sweetest thing. She is like, that's my bestie. That's my bestie. I love my bitch.
Aw, thank you.
Aw, shit.
Aw, shit.
We want to see this motherfucker for real.
Hmm?
We want to see her. We want to see her. Let us see her.
I'll post a pic of us on Twitter right now.
I bet.
But what's up, Darsha? What you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just chilling.
Can you suck dick?
What? She's my friend. What do you think?
Yes, I do.
You swallow Darsha.
Yes, I do. And my man, me.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, L Black. Put that to my ass. Yo, Darsha, up the ass or what? What's up?
I do have to make a comment,
though.
Fucking
medicine, you know what I'm saying, son? Fucking medicine.
No, I do like giving some sloppy toppy. I'm not gonna lie, like me and Dahlia call it good old sloppy toppy.
That's right. That's yeah. Sloppy toppy.
Sloppy toppy. How about anal? Anal.
It depends.
Yes or no?
It depends.
Well, I mean, we trying to get my girl Dolly into it right now, but she's having complications and shit.
She is having complications. I think you're doing too much, like Chuck said. You're doing too much because it's really simple as long as you a little drunk.
Well, I'm sorry, my ass ain't loose.
I like her, y'all. I like her. She all right with me. Shit.
You know what? Just
it depends
on size,
too.
See, I got a big booty, but I don't know. Like, I can't really.
Spread them cheeks. Shut up. Stop blaming it on your big ass and spread them cheeks.
You know, okay, my nigga, listen, y'all. My nigga is 6'7", okay? My nigga is 6'7", and he got some big ass hands, and he have a hard time spreading these cheeks. So
you gotta do it for
you know, I be bent all over. My head be touching the flow. My head be, like, you know, I'm very flexible. I don't have a problem with bending over. But it's just with that dick going out.
You seen how flexible I am.
Yeah. On that note about y'all being flexy and all this other shit and freaky, I'm about to play this song called Funky Child because y'all some funky ass children.
Booty squad.
El Black D is Coast full of the East Coast man. I don't care who don't like you. I'm looking for a talk. Broke niggas, middle class, millionaire. Y'all walk, I wish a nigga would. Now one song for y'all, I wanna circle with an X on it, K with a scope, deafness with a check on it. Let's go, ain't that much gal, waste no more. The East Coast is mine, I see them catching feelings. I put the basements to the underground, niggas with commercial in the underground, it's all fucked up. I'm not a nigga out, I need all my books. Don't forget about the haunted, regardless. I don't give a fuck who you are, I'm retarded. He said I feel low. My last single dropped last week, the next one next week. I'm repetitive, I just yell the next beat.
Fuck it up the street.
Consecutively, yeah. I run that, no we. Won't be saying we unless we saying we did without me. You seen all the shit I resurrected. They bout to come and cut the kid a check, bitch. I'ma let the first one bite. The rest of y'all can wait for that price. Good night. I hope so, I'm still in the hood, right? Better know so, nigga, ain't no fist fight. Or the low so, my street been loco. Better let the dough go, or we let a shot blow. Behind my back, won't say it to my face. I smack him with a bat, like, what's up with that? You lucky I don't kill you, don't fuck with black.
Next time I'ma kill you, try your luck with that.
Behind my back, won't say it to my face. I smack him with a bat, like, what's up with that? You lucky I don't kill you, don't fuck with black.
Next time I'ma kill you, try your luck with that. Yeah, that's all nigga know. I keep it funky on these records. I'm at the monkey, get reckless. Niggas don't like it, but no walls to check it. I wish a nigga would. Niggas wise up. Oh, niggas want they spot back. Niggas can't have they spot back. That's my spot. I'm glad these coast bully. Get my motherfucking millions ready. R.I.P. the Biggie Small. You know? Go, see. I'ma bring these back so he can rest in peace. Yeah. These coast back. Cut me up a little bit. A little bit more. Yeah. Let's go.
You better look out for the nigga that be looking for the juice. Caught him a few times, being giddy kids to look. Lying his ass off, low stand for bricks. He talking to the nigga that took that shit.
Me.
On the half and most ounce of the rope.
Whoa.
So still, nigga, I don't bag the dope. Get rid of that, grab another bag, slash another gap. You don't wanna try your luck with that. You ain't heard the murder rate yet, don't guess.
Don't
just give it up, you get the litter, see another day, you did enough. Tennessee and Dutch is getting fucked up, celebration.
Yeah.
I'm sick of waiting, niggas started taking. Now that I got this whole shit sold. I know youngers that play the block their whole life and won't shit go. I'm in the sun, more around the globe. Distribution started from a sick of kid shoot. Look out. Yeah.
This shit too hot for a hook. I tell them niggas, look out.
Smoke, I run the whole coast. I let so many shots go. They can smell the powder from the east back to west coast. Streets gotta eat though. I'ma play the creep though. This is like a free throw. Percentage of the 100, I don't miss none of those. I'm with the coach called Gunner. Approach won't stun it. Dead maze when I blaze. That's a shot, no grade. I'm hot, I told you that. When they was at the top, they ain't look for the niggas at the bottom. I webbed on niggas, started climbing. Shining like some juice out the drink.
diamond in the dirt, a star in the hood, millions with it worth. I get my niggas out before the hurt. Free J Breezy, that nigga put in work. When he around, niggas breathe easy. Fit you in the earth and keep breathing, believe me. Yeah. Put them fiends, let them know the cookout. Niggas look suspicious in the jukes out. I show niggas with the jukes bout. Take a light, judge pull book out. But can't fry, ain't gonna throw it right. That's right, ain't no witness in sight. She got took out. Instead of trying to save a life, you better not look out. You looking through the window, I peace both find you and bring it to your kinfolk. Y'all be trying to find too much info. I flew up the temple, run through the temple, that's simple. Yeah, souls disappear, I hit the road, the ghost. Like I ain't never been there. And I don't look through the red. Fast lane, I'm focused on everything ahead. Look out.
I do it for the love, for money feels so good, the love. 50.
Damn. Woo, he getting ready for me. I need you to get that million, because, shit, as generous as your ass is, woo, I'm going to
retire. Did y'all get the pictures on Twitter?
What, you just tweeted out some pics, some new pics?
Yeah, I tweeted Chalk and L Black.
She ain't gonna tweet us. That's fucked up.
No, what's your Twitter name? I don't know that one by heart. I'm just putting the ones that Chalk is tweeting.
y'all some trifling ass.
You know what? I just asked you what it was.
What y'all nigga like that for real?
Go look.
Hey, look, they getting black all kind of love. Black, they said, fuck GA, y'all getting black. Oh, y'all some trifling ass niggas.
You know what?
Dating ass hoes.
I'm not going to play with you.
Okay. Trifling ass hoes have the best pussy.
Yeah. And she ain't lying about that. That's for real. She ain't never lying about that. For real.
I wouldn't know.
Go ahead.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm going to cuss out.
You see this tweet I'm about to tweet. You really going to cuss my ass out. I said, Sincere BK All Day is off the chain tonight. Wonder how much is in his bank account.
In your ass, bro.
Yeah.
Sincere BK All Day.
Yeah, that's the I'm Grand Link, everybody. That's what I do. I connect people all the time. You know, I'm a networker.
Yeah, tweet me everybody's name so I can follow everybody. I follow everybody. I don't give a fuck. I follow everybody.
That's how you do it.
You ain't follow me back.
I ain't follow you back.
No.
No, I had to. My page is set up like that. I just go and follow everybody that followed me.
Uh-huh.
He said you got enough followers.
That's fucked up. I'm doing a promo. I can't even get a follow back.
Speaking of that ass, Doc.
I guarantee I'm following you. I follow everybody. I don't even look and see who followed me. I just go somewhere to tell me everybody that followed me and hit follow, follow, follow. So I got to be following you.
Uh-huh. Now you follow. Watch.
Fuck hey, man, I don't black. Follow everybody.
Yep.
Yo, you fuck with your man Doc being, what's it, Captain Cab down there?
Yeah, they out Philly.
You fuck with them cats?
No, I dissed Cab a couple years ago, so, you know, he don't fuck with me.
Captain Cab.
But Cab don't fuck with nobody until they about to ink they deal anyway.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Yeah, a lot of them niggas is paying him to get on the come-up show. He ain't just putting them on there for the love.
Okay, got you.
Is that good or bad?
It's bad.
I mean, it's both, because any DJ gonna eat unless they fuck with you like that. But he on the radio, so he can give you a crazy tri-state buzz, but he don't play them during rush hour. If you get on the come up show, it's like at midnight. That shit don't even really matter.
Yeah.
it's like Radio 1. If you ain't on during rush hour, ain't nobody really listening on Radio 1.
Hmm.
Damn. So how did you start fucking with White Owl?
I did a track called How to Rob a Philly Nigga. I said that to him. He start fucking with that. So then I sent him a couple more joints. This was like near the end of 2009. So then I had a joint called Skinny Jeans. Can't wear skinny jeans because my dick don't fit. I sent him that in January, like 2010. And then after that, I sent him a track every 6 days. It never slowed down. Every 6 days, he gets some new shit. It's to the point now, he's like, just keep doing what I'm doing. He's going to give me a deal. He's like, yo, the millions is coming. Just keep sending me music.
Now, first of all, How to Rob a Philly Nigga. Where is DJ White Owl from?
He's from New York, but I knew he would love it. I knew some DJs won't play it just because of the political side of the game. But White Owl, he don't really give a fuck. He a real DJ to the point where he gonna play a track if it's hot. He don't give a fuck if the other rapper get mad. But you got a lot of DJs that's not gonna play it just because you diss somebody that they know in it.
Man, how to rob a Philly nigga? Wow. Wow.
These pictures coming out sideways. Oh well.
That is just a funny ass title. Like, for real, for real. If I heard that shit and I was in Philly knowing where this nigga live at, every time I see this motherfucker coming down the block, I go the other way. Because I'd be like, yo. Am I going to be that nigga?
Niggas was mad when that shit dropped. Niggas was mad. It was on some shit like, who are you fucking with? It wasn't like I dissed one nigga from Philly and then tried to go ride with another nigga. I just dissed every fucking body.
You didn't discriminate.
Yeah, niggas was mad.
Mm.
And then I did a part two like 6 months later, niggas was really mad.
Wow.
You so like breaking rules. You like pissing people off.
it's the rap game. So like when you diss niggas in a rap game, they won't diss you back if you nice. They'll diss you back if you whack.
Yeah.
If you nice, they just a run from you.
Wow. That's true.
I got a few phone calls from a few Philly rappers on some black why you dissing me type shit.
We supposed to be a team.
That's how they be, too. They be yelling PSP, Philly support Philly. That just means, Philly, let's not diss each other, but we not going to support each other. Let's just not diss each other. I ain't feeling that shit.
Yeah. Damn. It is what
I like
it is.
What are you working on now?
Right now, this is my little secret. I ain't really going to tell you, but I dropped a lot of mixtapes. But right now, I just put out song after song. I really don't give a fuck about a mixtape. Because one song could do way more listens than a whole CD.
Yeah.
So right now, I just put a song out like every week, send it to the DJs. And then a DJ reach out to me like, let's work on the tape. I just sent him like 16 tracks that I didn't have on one of my own solo tapes already that I already pushed. So the songs already was heard by thousands. Then I sent it to a DJ and let them make the cover. They like, let's do a tape. I'm like, all right, I send you the pictures. You make the cover. They go to 16 tracks. What drops you need? And that be my new tape. And in the meantime, I'm just making new songs. That shit work way more than I put out like thousands of CDs, just promotional shit in the streets. I could just make one song and get a crazy buzz. I'm just on some song after song. I don't even really give a fuck about a tape right now.
Yeah. Wow.
But I'm going to do some exclusive shit with White Owl. He told me to send him some shit, but I can't slow down. See, I don't like holding on to the music. I'm on some, I did the track, get that shit out of here, let's do another one. Let's put another one out. If I do a tape with White Owl, I'm going to have to make like 16 tracks and sit on them, not let nobody hear that shit. Man, I don't got time to do that. I let all that shit go.
That sound like you when you fucking, you let it all go. You ain't got time to sit on that. Just let it go. You know, 2-3 minutes, you just let it all go.
You crazy.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, that's what I heard.
And I'm going to drop a new joint with Drag on it. That shit going to be crazy.
Yo, look here. I swear, yo, please give us the heads up, because next time I get a 9 o'clock phone call, yo, I swear, I'm going to tweet so much shit on Twitter. I'm going to make you come out your comfort zone.
Now, I'm going to send it to you first. I'm going to to send it to you first.
Nah, because then I have to call and wake him up. And then everybody going to be mad, like, yo, for real? For real? Like, I can't wait. I can't even wait, because I heard that he already did it, right? Or he finished it up the other day or something?
Yeah, he said he just waiting on his engineer to, I guess, mix that joint down.
Because he said something about the hook or something, and I'm like, oh, guys, like, this shit is going to be crazy. My site don't hate on me. I'm going to get shitted on. And because it took me forever to get the number one spot, and they didn't even let me keep it like that. Like, I don't know. But you know, it's all good.
Yeah, your page on that retweeter should be popping, though. I see the other track you got up there was like number one yesterday. I checked that joint out.
What people don't know, and the shit is crazy, when I'm on that shit, like yesterday, like the last 2 days, I've been at 6,000 and 7,000 plays a day. Over 100,000 plays for music and videos on there. My videos stay in the top 5 and 6 slots.
Yeah, your page be doing numbers. I was watching that, John.
Oh, you watching me, boo?
I watch everything online. Anything moving, I take a look at. I seen all those sexy ass pics that I don't even know how to say her name, Dahlia. That's how you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see the pics on her site. I check out everything.
Let me find out.
That's so good.
Anything that's online, somebody tweet me a link and be like, listen to my music. I listen to that shit. I'll be like, they whack. Motherfuckers hit me up like, yo, tell me what I sound like. It don't even fucking matter what I care. I hear everything. I see everything that's moving online. I feel like it's my job. I got to at least take a listen to everything or pay attention. I might just look at it that one time, but I'm going to check it out.
Do you tell the rappers they're whack?
Yeah, niggas is whack.
You tell them that?
Now when niggas hit me up and ask me what they sound like, I might tell them it don't even matter what I think. Like, just if you go push the music, you pushing it. It don't even matter if I like it or not.
I'll be telling them, don't send me no more copies.
I don't really give a fuck. I just tell them keep doing their thing if it's what they trying to do. But niggas be whack. I used to tell niggas they was whack, but it don't even matter if I think they whack. Look at all the niggas that's on that I think is whack.
Yeah. I just retweet the shit and keep it pushing.
I used to tell
niggas, because what I used to do, I like to remix, like do a hood remix on niggas' track. So a lot of underground niggas was sending me tracks. I used to tell them, like, you sure you want me to listen to this? Because if it's beat on it, I'm going to rap on it. And I'm going to send it to the DJs. And niggas used to be like, no, don't rap on my shit. Matter of fact, with this chick from where you at down North Carolina named Tiny T. She was like, I don't give a fuck. Do what you do. Rap on this shit if you want. Like, all the niggas was scared. Like, no, don't rap on my shit. I'm like, well, don't send me those links with beat on it. Because if I like the beat, I'm looping that shit. And I'm going to do my freestyle on it. Because I don't give a fuck.
I like this dude.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't no difference with me with the underground and the niggas that sign. Rap is rap. So what I do, like what I was doing in Philly, I take a local song and rap on it, send it to White House. Sometimes I chop the niggas off. Sometimes I leave them on. But he had chopped their verse off and just played my verse. Niggas would be mad at me. And then even if he keep their verse on, the niggas be like, damn, you took my song. No, I ain't take your song. I did a little hood remix.
You didn't make your own song.
And I left you on there, and you mad because you getting more play from me being on it. So I stopped taking people local artist songs because they was getting mad at me for helping them out.
For making they shit. Wow. That's crazy.
Like, the underground and the side niggas, in my mind, they all the same. Like, they just rappers. Rappers is just rappers. The only difference in rappers is the money. It ain't really no difference in nothing else. It's just the money. A lot of niggas don't really, I mean, like I feel like I'm nice, but it's a lot of niggas that's nice that it don't matter. It's just the money. When you look at rap, a rapper is just a rapper. It's just the money. That's it. That's the only difference.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the truth.
But niggas that got money, they can't handle a nigga that's on the come up saying they whack, because they already know what you're trying to do. They like, oh, he's trying to throw me off my grind, because once I respond to him, it's gonna create more lanes. So niggas will run.
Yeah. Wow.
I've been cool lately, though. I ain't had to diss niggas lately. It worked. Like, I already dissed them niggas. Niggas in my city don't want no beef. Niggas is basically, they cool as long as I ain't dissing them. Like, we ain't friends or nothing, but as long as I ain't dissing them, they don't give a fuck. They're not even mad that I dissed them no more, as long as I stop.
As long as you let them come up for air.
Yeah, that's all niggas really cared about. Like, damn, like, niggas used to tell me, like, Tone Trump, he called me one time, like, yo, Black, why you dissing me, man? I'm like, cause you whack. But the only thing I can respect about him, and no other rapper ever said this to me, he said, I know I'm whack. Now, I can't even, I don't like his music, but you can't even be mad when a nigga said they know they whack.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. Like, I gotta respect you for that. He's like, I'm not no fucking rapper. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I never heard a rapper say that I call whack before. They like, I ain't whack. He's like, I'm whack. I don't give a fuck. I just want a big house, drive fast cars, and I want money. I'm whack. I said, damn. I couldn't even. After that, I never even dissed him on whack no more. I said, what's the point? He already knows he's whack.
Oh. Yes. Yes, yes, you are, like, crazy. Like, wait, okay, are you in front of a computer or you be on your phone most of the time?
It be half and half. Right now I'm on my phone because where I'm at right now, my signal is fucked up, so I'm outside right now on the phone.
Wait till you
I'm not
off.
Even at my crib. I'm at somebody else's crib right now.
Wait till you get off the phone and you see your Twitter. Don't worry. Your secret is safe for me. I didn't want to
I lost like 300 followers retweeting that arson song. I said, these motherfuckers going to be mad because I'm going to just keep retweeting this shit. I don't give a fuck.
They'll be all right.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
They almost dead. Now, just think about how many followers you get when females find out about the Philly cheese steak. Oh, 2.5 inches and the ass licking out.
Nah, I never said I lick ass.
But guess what?
I told you.
It's gonna make motherfuckers go and listen, cause then niggas gonna feel like they got some ammunition to diss your ass in a song.
But see, the only thing, the nigga that dissed me, I'm not, like, I'm waiting. I know the nigga's gonna come one day. I know it's gonna be a young nigga on the come up that's gonna be like, fuck L Black, I'ma diss his ass. I don't give a fuck how big I am at the time, I'ma diss their ass back. So tell him to go ahead.
Oh,
I'm not
going to
run for the nigga that dissed me. I don't give a fuck if he's nice or not. I'm going to help him out. I'm going to diss his ass back.
Okay, now, how do you feel about Ricky Rose?
He nice.
Really?
He nice. That's the truth. I'm not just saying it because he's hot right now. I think he nice. I ain't saying it because he like doing his thing in the game. I think he nice. Lyrically, he nice. I like him.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to play a game with you. I played it on Twitter Saturday. So I'm going to give you some of the questions and then you give me your answers. Okay.
Okay.
Big Daddy or Rick Ross?
Who's nicer?
Yeah.
Rick Ross?
Two Chainz or Future?
Oh, man, you going to ask me that? All right, Two Chainz.
Jeezy or T.I.?
T.I.
Oh, man, get out of here, man.
I'm not a Jeezy fan. I don't think Jeezy nice.
Okay.
He used to be, but now he's just, I don't know what he's doing now.
I
like what he did as far as just putting out street music and taking over the game, but I never thought Jeezy was nice. All the niggas I knew thought I was crazy because I didn't think Jeezy was nice.
He just got a crusty-ass voice.
Well, here go an easy one for you. Blue Da Vinci or Soulja Boy?
I'm not really familiar with Blue Da Vinci's music. I heard him before. I don't remember being a fan of it when I heard it, but I can't tell you that if a song came on right now, his voice came on, I would know it was him. But I know I heard him, but I don't remember liking it, so I can't really say who's better.
Okay. Now, do you look at Love and Hip Hop and ATL?
No, I ain't seen that yet.
Damn. All right. Who's sexier? Eve or Nicki Minaj?
You said Eve or Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Eve.
I want to fuck them both.
Go on with it, man. Say Eve, son. Keep it real. Go on with it.
Who's sexier? I want to fuck both, but I like Nicki right now.
Damn right, son. Say Eve, though, man. Keep it real at home, all right?
Because Eve shit was natural.
Yeah,
Nicki
doing too much.
I watched the other day, and I hear all the hype about Nicki's ass, but goddamn, did y'all see her ass?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers was telling me she upgraded again.
Yeah, but I mean, it's artificial. Eve shit was natural, so I would have to
I'm saying, wasn't that shit, like, ridiculous? Like, I heard motherfuckers say, like,
and then the fact that she got some skinny ass.
I'm like, yo, she really got some work done.
Yeah. And then the fact that her legs are so skinny. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell when a bitch booty is hers, but the fact that your ass don't fit the size of your legs, it just looks fucking retarded.
It even threw two chains off us. He was looking at her ass at the end of the song like, what?
I'm just saying. And every time I see Nicki Minaj, she's getting lighter and lighter. Do y'all notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson
took that. She
want to
be little
kids.
She wanna be
Have y'all ever seen that video?
Already, but she want to be white, too.
Have y'all ever seen that video where basically it was before she was big, she was dressed like a dyke, like, you know, she was on the street selling. Like, what the? That transformation is crazy.
Yeah.
Hold up,
is it not?
Is the video she was dressed like a dyke?
Yeah, she was dressed like she was. Didn't she kind of look like Magoo?
I seen a video where they said some chick was Nicki Minaj.
That was
just
her.
Like a dyke, but the one I seen was fake. That wasn't Nicki. The one I seen.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's a real one.
The one I seen, she looked.
They said it was Nicki.
The one that I seen, it was her because it was the same voice. It was the same mouth structure. Like, you can. It was her. It just wasn't.
Was the chick calling Remy Ma on the phone on the video you seen?
She wasn't calling Remy Ma, but she was talking about Remy Ma, the one that I seen. She was talking about her, but I didn't see the part where she was, like, calling her on the phone.
Okay.
But that one, I mean, it could be the same video, I'm not sure, but that one, you can look at it and you can tell that is Nicki Minaj because, like, if you look at her when she first came out and that video is dead on, that's her. She was just bald-headed, dressed like a man, and fat. Now, them motherfuckers, like, for them to do a whole, because that bitch was a project. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was a fucking project.
You ever seen on those come-up DVDs before she blew?
Huh?
You ever seen her on them come-up DVDs freestyling and shit?
Mm-mm. I never did, no. I wasn't. I've never been a huge, huge fan of hers. I like her music and everything. I'm just not a big fan. I don't like the Barbie thing. You know, bitches want to be Barbies and shit. Why be a Barbie? To me, it's like, okay, you know, Barbie, she fucks with one nigga, Ken. All these hoes, they fuck with, I don't know how many niggas. Barbie, she got her own shit. These hoes trying to get other niggas shit. Barbie, she got an education. She got how many jobs? That bitch is Miss Universe. These hoes ain't doing shit. But you call yourself a Barbie. I'm just saying.
You need to be saying this shit on wax because I ain't hear none of those bitches that was dissing Nicki. I would say that. That shit would have been hot.
And I mean, and it's not necessarily Nicki because I think she's smart as fuck. You know, she's creating trends that's going to stick with her. That's her money. So if I could, you know, come up with some shit and I know all these bitches will follow, yeah, I'm making my money. But you know what? I'm just talking about all these, like, girls trying to jump on that bandwagon calling themselves Barbies. But yet,
yeah,
quick to call
funny.
A bitch fake. What you think Barbie is? Barbie's fake. You want to be a Barbie, yet you steady calling other bitches fake. You the fake one. I am sorry. me personally growing up, I wanted to be a mermaid, not a fucking Barbie. But hey.
Dahlia, stop lying. You know you wanted to be in the trap.
Girl. Let me tell you, when I was little, I got all this Barbie shit for Christmas, a Barbie swimming pool. I put my Barbies in a fucking microwave, and I watched them motherfuckers toast. Ain't nobody got all that shit in the world. Barbie can kiss my ass. You're right. I sure the fuck am. And I got my ass whooped for getting that shit in my mom's fucking microwave. But hey, it was worth it.
That's my sense, though.
All I can say is everybody on this line is off the fucking chain. I'm gonna need y'all to stop corrupting me and shit.
Oh God, here she go. You need a little so-called pity party.
What? Girl, stop.
Where my girl at, Chuck?
Who?
Princess Nate.
I have yet to meet her. She won't respond back to me on Twitter.
Hey.
She like me, y'all.
Of course it's not. You're prettier than her. You got a better body than her. Why the fuck she like you?
Yeah, see, I don't get that about people. Like, if I don't know, I'm the type of girl, like, if I see a girl out and she's, you know, pretty or, you know, like, I give her props. I'm not about to be hating on the next bitch. Like, you know, if I see a girl that looks better than me, that's just my motivation to get myself right. You know, like, I ain't got time to be hating on people. I'd rather build somebody up. But hey, whatever. You ain't got to like me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to still be me at the end of the day. So.
No, that's right. Build a motherfucker up for real.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I just don't think bitches really see how stupid they are. Look at her over there fitting her dress all perfectly. Think she cute. She is cute.
Yeah,
because
they look
at her. Like growing up, like people will say, oh, you think you are that because you got green eyes, huh? Bitch, can I see my eyes? I don't give a fuck what color they are. Like, as long as I can see out these bitches, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you
yeah,
know, like, the fact
green.
That... Huh? Yeah. But the fact that people think, you know, that can make you better than them, like, that ain't got shit to do with shit. It's a fucking color.
Green eyes.
These bitches be glowing, y'all.
Got green eyes, too.
You got green eyes. When you don't wipe the crust out the motherfuckers, they green.
Oh.
God,
I had a give you something to eat, too.
Man, Mr. G.A. tried that shit.
That's right,
what?
Y'all are
crazy. That. Matter of fact, I'm on that piff right now, and I see some dude rapping, and this nigga looks just like Mr. G.A.
Yo, stupid, but real.
I swear, y'all laughing.
You a lying-ass fucker.
Y'all would be like, yo, that nigga look like somebody I know. And y'all would be like, word. Like, damn.
I don't even know what Mr. G.A. looked like. Let me see.
On my Twitter.
You're sincere?
Yeah, I'm sincere.
He ain't sincere about a
motherfucking thing. I'm sincere all day.
Oh, we know that. We know that much.
He cheap as a motherfucker.
I'm so damn blind.
I don't pay for shit. Trust me, she know that.
Not even your car payment.
Look at you. You look like an East Coast. Are you from the East Coast or no?
My what?
In this picture, you do. You look like an East Coast in this picture.
Man, look at that picture. Or better yet, if you was to go to his fucking Facebook, man, I'm telling you, I was like, yo, this motherfucker looks like somebody I know.
Stupid.
And then I had the privilege of going to the club with him, and the person that I think he looks like, it was a video on, and the video had this person dancing and shit while he was performing, and then Mr. DA was dancing. I swear, y'all, it was like I was dancing with the motherfucker in the video because they looked alike. I was confused.
Stupid, y'all. She's crazy. Funny.
They both got big-ass foreheads. I'm like, damn. You know, one person's dick is bigger than the other. I just haven't figured whose is yet. You know what I'm saying?
Did you get my tweet, Mr. G.A.?
Yeah, I got it. y'all funny
as a motherfucker
over there.
I'm just saying.
Did you get the picture?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. I saw it. That's fly.
All
right. I'm just saying, you know, this is what I have to go through. These are things that happens in my life. The people that I know, the people that I fuck with, the people that I fuck, the people that I mess with, you know? It's just a part of being in the public eye. The more that you're in people's faces, the more they think about you, and the more they want to do dirty, nasty things to you. Like right now,
yes.
I can
you
see.
You are so right.
Yeah, right now I can see East Coast Bully like, yo, he might be the first bitch ass I lick. I mean, he actually thinks
about me. Oh, Lord. Like, you're right, Chalk. Like, my DMs have been, like, so crazy. Like, I have to block a lot of people because some of the shit they say, like, it's just creepy.
It gets worse. It used to be a point in time that my first manager couldn't open up emails for me because they all had dick pictures in it, and her husband was about ready to slap the shit out of her because she was thinking the dicks was for her. But he was like, no, they're for Chuck. He's like, but you still look at them. But it's like, when you open up an email, you can't, it doesn't say dick attack.
Dick attachment.
You know, sometimes it's a small attachment, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't know. The
East Coast Bully is going to walk away with a lot of knowledge about Chalk Money, Chocolate City, Thalia, Mr. G.A. Marv tried to go hard before he went home, but...
Hey.
I love you, DJ Marv Go Hard.
That's my little pumpkin head.
Yeah. So it's going to be crazy because it's like, I told him a couple of days ago, like, yo, after you get off this show, he going to be talking about me. He going to be like, yo, this was like one of the best radio interviews I had. Like, my dick got hard, made me want to eat pussy. Like, damn, I'm going
Okay, I have a question for y'all.
I did enjoy this show. This show was hot. I've been on a couple block talks, but they ain't live the way y'all is.
I have a question for y'all.
Go ahead.
Are you ready? Okay. If I was a porn star, what would be my name and why? Chalk, of course,
like,
you
know. I like the name you got right now.
Dahlia?
You like Dahlia?
No, I'll call her Trix.
Excuse me?
I like Trix, but
you know what? You must like getting slapped.
Call that broad,
huh?
Trix.
Dahlia the Dick Taker.
Yeah, or the Dick Slayer.
So, I was on Twitter earlier, and I said if I was a porn star, it would be Juicy Jayla. And everybody said that's boring.
That is boring.
But I feel like if you good at what you do, your name don't mean shit.
I like Trick Gun.
You know what? Then you need to go get you a box of cereal.
Like Trick
Gun. Or he just need to go outside and go on Metropolitan Boulevard and use his EBT card.
You gotta get a lot of tricks over there, huh? Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, man. You know what? I normally don't do this, but I got to play a song and dedicate it to all the... you know what? Hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah, I got to dedicate this to Mr. to Mr. G.A.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I love you so much, and this is the song just for you. And I'm sure once people hear this, they will agree with it. So, let me see. Here we go. Hold on.
Amen. Amen.
Wait till you hear this damn song.
My name is Angela.
Hold on. I got to skip this thing in a minute. Okay.
You know what I'm chicken if you get
What you mean, what I got?
On top. You gonna bet on your girl?
Nah, I don't bet. I work a little too hard for my money.
Shit.
I'm sorry, y'all. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'll be there to witness everything, but I ain't making no bets.
Are
you gonna hold the camera?
That'll be such an easy stack.
Yeah, he ready right now, Chuck. Right now, he ready for real, Chuck, to bust your ass.
Emma, I'm ready. Emma.
Really?
Yep.
about. We'll touch it for a little bit and then we get way off. You know what? We can't even blame it on him because it happened with every fucking show.
I mean, if you wouldn't have been talking about, Philly cheesesteak, and if he wouldn't have been talking about, he's not 6 inches and making me go under six, you know, and we'd be on topic.
Need him to get his face back.
Yeah. And he do need to get his face back. And he need to go ahead and send a picture.
Are you handing out awards tonight on Twitter? I gotta see this.
You know what? I should.
I definitely think you should.
I think I should.
Yo, it's funny.
You gotta hand out some awards. I just might too, because I be seeing some bullshit on my timeline.
What you trying to say?
Hmm?
What you trying to say?
Who's that?
Marv.
Wait, I want to know.
Oh yeah, you one of the motherfuckers getting an award.
Hold on, is it only me or do y'all really watch your homepage when y'all on Twitter?
I have TweetDeck, so I tweet the whole time. Like every song that I play for you, watch when you get off your phone, you're gonna be like, damn, I gotta catch up. Cause remember, I've been tweeting the whole time you've been on the show. So I already
all I watch when I'm on Twitter is the app messages, the messages with my name in it.
Look at my timeline.
They be like, why you follow all these people back? Because I don't be watching. If I want to know if somebody's typing, I just go to their page.
Yeah, exactly.
But
timeline goes too fast. And you got 90,000 followers.
Random shit and retweet it. But that's it. I don't really watch the homepage. I just watch the ad messages.
Yeah, I look every once in a while or whatever. But I mostly be in my mentions too.
Yeah.
But shit, I only got like 2,000 some followers, so I ain't got nothing like y'all. But I don't know.
Black when I grow up. Shit. 99,000
followers,
that's like 99 bells
of beer on the wall. 99 shit, I'm still trying to get to 3,000. But I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. I gave up.
Let me see.
I'm hungry.
I am too fucking.
I think I'm about to send this nigga to get me some food because I'm hungry.
Well, that's good, because I'm going to get off the air so we can get on Twitter and play, because Black has a lot of catching up to do, and I think I should throw Mr. G.A. under the bus.
I already told him I was going to cut him, so.
I know, I got that smart ass.
And, you know, Marv Go Hard want to be on fucking YouTube answering email questions and shit.
let me send you a couple questions.
Yeah.
Let me send you a couple questions.
Yeah, because I gotta make a part two. I still got a whole bunch of questions that I answer.
You gonna skip my questions. You wouldn't dare to even dream of answering these questions I got for you.
I need some DJs to prank call next week. I have an artist. He got an alter ego, and he ain't never been on my show. So I heard he was a freak, so I'm looking for an artist to do a theme song for a fetish scene for a DVD for me. So I'm going to see how nasty this is.
Why you always got a friend called DJs, though? Why you got to be a DJ?
Just when it's an artist. So
we're going to prank call your ass.
That shit ain't going to work.
I can't prank call people I know. But
I know, right?
It just goes to prove that DJs would do anything for a gig.
Stupid.
Oh, man, I got somebody for you.
Shit. I mean, look at DJ Mark Ski. That nigga was talking about some ziggy, ziggy, ziggy. I like getting my ass licked. And
what?
Coming out.
Who was saying that?
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Is Popeye still open?
Not where I'm at.
Fuck. They might have to open their asses back up.
Yeah, I'm hungry as fuck, too.
I know. I had Popeye's earlier, but it hit the spot so good I need to have it again.
I'm good, bro.
Is L Black gonna eat some pussy when he gets off the show?
I'm ready to call her right now. I'm ready to call this chick right now as soon as we get off.
Nah, call her on three way.
Oh hell no! Don't do it. Don't do it. Start talking bad things that way. Don't do it.
I'm gonna put everybody on mute. I just want to hear your game.
Well, I already got it, so I don't gotta spit no game.
Well,
you got it?
You tell her you want it. What you want to do to her?
Oh, she has the phone.
Huh?
I'm gonna call her three way though. I ain't gonna do it like that.
Man, well, how about this? How about I DM you my number, and while you slurping the box, you call and put the fuck on it.
Slurping.
Yeah. So I can hear.
You crazy. All right, send your number to me. I'm going to see what I can make happen, all right?
But look,
that shit gonna be on
YouTube.
You gotta
kiss it and tell her it's pretty too.
Yeah.
Don't that make you feel so special inside when a nigga tell you that? I just be like, oh yes it is. Okay, shut up, keep eating it.
Or if he told her a story in between every lick, you know what I mean?
Oh, you like that or you don't?
I do. Like, I like a nigga to talk while he's doing some nasty shit. Yes. Tell me about the pussy. Like,
I do, too. Sometimes. It just depends. Sometimes I'll be like, okay, you talk too much. Shut up. But, you know. Mm-hmm.
The hell is that noise?
Huh?
I heard that, too.
I don't know what y'all got.
Somebody couldn't wait. Somebody over there stroking the shit out of their dick.
Probably Mr. G.A.
I heard that noise, too. That's crazy.
Probably Mr. G.A. with his boomerang over there.
That boy's it.
Okay, now. Mr. Black, before I let you get off, you said it ain't six, so can you give me a ballpark figure of the length, please?
Wow.
Yo, hey, look, tell her hell no, just send her brought a picture, man. Tell her stop all the bullshit, send her a picture, son.
Nah, cause the ladies wanna know.
The ladies, aka Chuck.
Right?
Okay,
wow.
Okay.
Right, look, Mr. G ain't gonna get you a bus ticket. You gonna come up here and then you gonna tell everybody the lift.
There you go. Matter of fact, Chap, tomorrow, what you gonna do? Oh, yeah, work tomorrow, right, Chap?
Yes, I do.
Are you off Sunday?
Huh?
You off Sunday?
I gotta go to court Monday.
Oh, you off Sunday?
Yeah, I'm off Sunday, but I gotta go to court Monday.
I'm saying, look, get on that red eye bus tomorrow night. Philly.
Now, when I go to Philly, I gotta drive. So he can get in the trunk and come on back.
you stupid.
Aye, aye, aye.
This joke crazy. My battery about to die, too. Y'all crazy.
I ain't even going to clown you about your phone because you've been on for about two and a half hours. So I fucked with you the long way. I fucked with you the 5.5-inch way. All of that.
Yo, buddy.
You can come back anytime.
Definitely. I'm definitely going to call up to some of them shows, though.
Oh, yeah. And you can come anytime.
I could come anytime. Well, I like
anytime,
that.
Anytime, anywhere. I mean.
I mean.
Said that.
Anytime, anywhere.
Any place.
In your face.
That's where the holes are
coming from. It's the right
one.
Yeah.
This show has been really good. I would like to thank everybody for riding the track the way. Shout out to L Black.
Taz, you're such a bully. You have earned a spot in my magazine.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yay!
Under the section called Do You Know This Dick? Now I'm just like,
where have you seen this dick?
Nah, but I'm dead ass. I'm going to holler at you. I DM'd you my number and stuff because we got a politics.
But now, definitely, thanks for having me. Shout out to all y'all, all your co-hosts and everybody on this show. Shout out all y'all.
Thank you.
Make sure y'all follow me at lblack_215. I'll follow
everybody.
Black,
hold it down, man. Hey, listen, man, your sound is real good, though. Real talk, you know what I mean? Hold it down.
Appreciate that.
All right,
Philly cheesesteak.
All right, man, y'all pretty good check these tweets, though.
Yes, I really enjoyed this show. Like, if I don't do one over the weekend, then, you know, I'm most definitely going to do one Tuesday because I got to tell y'all what happened in court Monday.
Oh, hell.
I mean, it ain't no lockup court. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I mean, for sure. I'm going to watch.
I mean, we could do a show, like, if you want tomorrow, later on, it's my son's birthday. So, like, during the day, I'll be busy, but at night, you want to do a show, we can. Just
sir,
let me know.
It's time for him to ask. It's his birthday all damn day, so let him stay up all night and run.
Girl, please. He is turning one. He ain't grown. He up right now, and he lucky he up. And his cousins is here. That's about it. But tomorrow, nah, he can bring his birthday in. Tomorrow, I'm putting that ass on the schedule.
Yada, 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 hada, hada, hada. Heard it all.
Yes.
You ain't about to do shit. That mob do whatever the hell he wants to.
He really do. But that's my baby.
Mm-hmm.
The only man in my life that can do whatever
what?
He want to do and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And even he still get a whooping, so.
If you say so.
Don't judge me.
I'm not going to judge you. I'm about to get the hell off the phone so I can go take a shower and then get on Twitter and play because I have a lot of shit to talk.
I'm eating chicken.
Oh, damn.
It's good.
Oh, wow.
If only I could get some tonight, it would be the perfect thing, but I can't.
Mm.
You got to come to Philly.
Huh?
You got to come to Philly.
I mean, I can. It's just I can't because I got a house full of little kids. But
I thought your damn phone was dying.
It is. It's going to die while we're talking. It's going to cut off on us.
If Blog Talk don't first.
But you know what? You know when you want a good-ass radio show. Most motherfuckers be trying to preserve their battery because when that shit die, it takes so much to charge up. This motherfucker's like, yo, I can't leave. I just want this shit to just die. I'm going to miss something. That's when you know you got a good-ass show. Motherfuckers don't want to leave. He's
going to
let his battery die first.
Yeah. I need to get off the motherfucking phone. I got to handle some motherfucking business. But
uh-huh.
I don't miss nothing either.
Y'all ain't going to miss nothing. Wait till I get ready to do this show when I freak a chick. And I...